Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my co-pilot, Frank.
Oh, hello, buddy.
Oh, hey, how are you?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Oh, good.
I'm sitting on a couch. Your couch to be...
Yeah.
Specific.
Mine to be Pacific. Yeah. Are you drinking the same thing I'm drinking?
I am drinking the same thing you're drinking.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Magic Hat's Fall Seasonal. This is their Wilhelm Scream Pumpkin Ale.
Yeah.
And The Call for Fall from Magic Hat Brewing Company of South Burlington, Vermont. I've been to their brewery, actually.
Oh, have you?
When I was in Burlington a couple years ago, yeah. It's a fun place. It's a pretty
wacky
place.
Scream.
Well, you know, okay, you can't do a Wilhelm Scream?
No.
We should watch something that has Wilhelm Screams in it.
Okay, there are roughly thousands of films.
Okay, well, let's narrow it down.
So I'm going to narrow, narrow this down.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We want a Wilhelm Scream.
Mm-hmm.
We're together.
Yep. Something, you know, something that like, something that says fall, something where I could wear like a vest and like a white shirt under it and like dark pants maybe.
Ooh, do those pants have a stripe down the side?
A red one, yeah.
I think we need to watch Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I know.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Why? Because winter is coming.
Yeah.
And it's going to be as hot or as cold as you could hope it to be.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't like that the way.
No, it didn't. It sounded better in your head, didn't it?
I want to be honest. Didn't think about it in the back.
It's going to be as hot as... Oh, wait, no.
Nope, that would be hot.
That'd be... Nope.
It's going to be the opposite of hot.
But it is funny that
it's
in...
still hot. In,
okay, yeah, yeah. You keep working on that. Don't hurt yourself.
You talk. I wouldn't think
about Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
I wouldn't think about
I
it
do
here.
Think it's really funny how in the fall, like, the automatic, like, white girl uniform becomes, like, the vest, and then, like, the light-colored shirt, and then, like, the dark-colored, like, leggings, and it's basically Han Solo attire.
Puffy, yeah, vest, white shirt. Dark pants.
Yep. It's the Han Solo uniform, basically.
I don't think that there are many people in the world who think like that. No,
well,
that's not true. There are a lot of people in the world who think like that.
A lot.
I don't think many of the people who wear the puffy shirt and
they have no idea
are thinking like you're thinking.
No, they're drinking their pumpkin spice lattes and they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this pumpkin ale is delicious.
It's quite good.
And it's named after the Wilhelm Scream. So I thought, what better beer to drink than this with our Empire Strikes Back commentary.
No, the best part is that we're, even with the closed captioning, we're going to be able to tell where the Wilhelm Scream takes place in the movie.
Oh, that's true.
Because it's going to go...
That's very true. We're going to...
Yeah.
We're definitely going to know, like, what's going on there.
What's happening.
But before we get started there, I just want to let you guys all know we are very thankful to all of you who leave us iTunes reviews. It means a lot to us. So if you want to just take a minute right now before we get started and open up your iTunes app and leave us a quick review or even just a star rating, that would be awesome. It would mean a lot to us. Other ways you can find us are at beerwithgeeks.com or at beerwithgeeks on Twitter, and beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. It's a great way to get in touch with us as well. Let us know what are some of your favorite fall beers? What are some beers that we should try this fall? And we'll see if we can get a hold of some of them. Let us know, tweet us or email us at beerwithgeeks or beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Let us know your favorite fall seasonal beer. But like I said, those iTunes reviews are really important to us. Tim, do you have one that we could possibly highlight today?
I do.
Well, what do you know?
I have one from Farm League, 5 stars. Says, very good! Exclamation point. So glad I stumbled upon this podcast. So glad I stumbled upon this podcast. Great work, guys.
Great.
I corrected the grammar, but I didn't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to misquote anybody.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
at the same time.
Right.
But thank you, Farm League.
It means a lot to us,
Farm
League.
Do you think that's the whole game?
I think it's the whole, yep.
The whole it's enterprise the entire of Farm League that farm, just said,
I think so.
We like this podcast.
I think so, yes.
So if you like farms and leagues, and
this is the podcast
the farm
for you.
League, it's like the Justice League.
Yeah.
But they meet in Kansas.
Yeah, that's exactly how that works. So, yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah.
I say we commence with the viewing of this film.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. If you, too, are ready and you want to watch along the movie with us, then go ahead and we're watching the Blu-ray tonight. Go ahead and get that queued up and get it all zeroed out. Get yourself where there's all zeros on the time counter there.
It's going to start on the Fox.
Right. I think this edition, I think this starts with the Fox logo before that.
Yeah.
And then there's like the Fox video logo, and then there's the Fox fanfare after that.
I'm not sure,
but we're at zero.
Before we started it, it looked like it was just the regular Fox
logo.
Okay,
then maybe it is.
But I could be
Perhaps
lying
it
to you.
Is. All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. So I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
So 3, 2, 1, go. All right. We have the 20th Century Fox up. It's the 20th Century Fox home video logo, I think.
Bum, bum, brum, bum. And home
yeah, there we go. Home entertainment.
Video.
Home entertainment. There it is.
A little extra line. Thing
yeah, a little dash. Why do they have home entertainment. Dash entertainment?
Home. I don't know.
Curious.
Good question.
Curious. Rated PG. Rated PG.
For sci-fi action violence.
Yes.
It's interesting. Except that's not.
Not particularly, no.
No, we know that it's...
Yeah. Here we go. Now is the classic fanfare. I know I say it every time we do one of these, but I just can't imagine Star Wars without this fanfare.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to.
I know I'm going to have to. I mean, I guess you have the digital copies that already don't have it.
Yeah, and honestly...
You don't miss it.
I don't miss it as much as I... Because it's different between missing it and not... And replacing it with something else.
That's true. Replacing
it's not replaced,
it would be
hard. It's just absent, which is it's a slightly different feeling.
Yeah, that's true. So did they just start with the Lucasfilm logo now?
Yeah.
No Disney before it?
Nope. No, nothing Disney before
it. So it's just silence, Lucasfilm logo.
Well, it's like Marvel. Marvel just opens with Marvel, even though it's owned by Disney.
Sometimes. It depends on the movie, but yeah. Because some of them have like, they'll have the score... Oh, you mean it's no Disney logo? Sorry, I meant
no,
the silence. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no Disney logo. That's
you're right.
I mean.
You're right. Yes.
This yep. scrolling text.
Yes, the crawl
might be the most well written of them.
I think I think this is the most well written Star Wars movie. Period.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
So from the crawl to the very end, I agree.
Which is very unusual for a middle section of a film. Normally, it's. Normally it's the middle, it's the second chapter that lacks.
In my opinion, that's usually the case too. I tend to like the second film of a series the least.
Yep.
You know, I usually find like the first one is the best, and then the second one is, you know, maybe not as good because they're trying too hard or whatever.
Right. Well, you've already established all your characters.
That's true.
So there's nothing to establish. So you've already. You have to build screen time in with mm-hmm. something like having characters you already know do something.
Do stuff, yeah.
But you can't have any final resolution, final outcome, because you can only have a temporary win or loss.
Assuming there's going to be a third chapter.
Right. Which I think it's in some ways a mistake for companies or the production companies to assume they're going to have another chapter.
Right.
Because they don't, like, say, put their all into one chapter.
Right.
And so as opposed to, like, Star Wars, mean, like, yeah. Oh, this is the only one. So,
right.
You know, and they kind of knew there was going to be a Jedi based on the success of Star Wars.
Right.
But it wasn't a sure thing. And so, I don't know.
Yep.
Did they add probes to the Blu-ray? Like there
probably.
Are, there, I think there are more probes than there
probably.
Used to be.
Hey, did you see that Disney is going to release the unretouched
yeah,
theatrical cuts of
it
the films?
It hasn't come from Disney yet.
That is true. That is true. I don't think it's officially yet.
Yeah.
Although by the time you're hearing this, maybe it will have been. But
right. It doesn't. It doesn't shock me. It doesn't shock me that they're doing that.
I will buy those. I'll tell you that.
I don't know if I will.
I think I will.
Because the first time I saw Star Wars, apart from A New Hope,
yeah,
I didn't see original copies. I've
okay.
only seen the 90s re-releases forward.
Yep.
And by design, I have never gone back to see the original.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's...
You've never been curious? Not curious enough, anyway.
I'm curious enough, but like it wouldn't like I wouldn't see the original and be like, oh, that's the defining version.
Yeah,
that's not the first one I saw.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So similar experience as we've both talked about. I saw Star Wars: A New Hope mm-hmm. on television. It was the theatrical cut the first time I saw it.
Right.
But that was the only time I saw that.
Well, hey, I can do that with my watch now.
See, he's wearing an Apple Watch.
Star Wars. Now I have Star Wars on my wrist. Thank you.
And Star Trek too, kind of.
Do they talk? They don't talk on their wrists in Star Trek.
No, but I mean the
little pods.
Apple Watch is kind of like a tricorder.
Yes, I thought that too. But it's like Dick Tracy, or it's like yeah. Power Rangers, or Inspector Gadget.
Oh yeah, Power Rangers too.
Or in this case now even Star Wars to scare the crap out of me when I was a kid. Star Wars.
Nothing but Wampas.
I just watched Robot Chicken not too long ago.
Oh, nice.
With their Star Wars on Ice with this. It was
That's right.
Hysterical. Yeah. It's the second one, I think, that does that. I can't remember. Maybe it's the first one.
I haven't watched those in a long time.
First one.
You know, I never watched the second or third Star Wars Family Guy either.
I watched the second one. The first one, I think, is quite good.
The first one was very good.
I think I have seen all of them, but see, I can't, the fact that I can't remember might say something to the quality of those as opposed
to. I just recently, I got them because I do want to watch them. So I have them now. I've been meaning to watch them, but one of these days when I have, they were pretty cheap, so I just picked them up.
Mm.
And someday when I have some time and have, you know, I'll take a look at my video library.
I like when they accidentally kill John Williams.
John Williams!
Yeah, and now it's like, now we gotta go with Danny Elfman.
That's so great. That's probably my favorite joke in that whole...
Yeah,
out of the first one anyway.
My favorite joke in that movie is, which I say in real life, it has gone to real life, where instead of, I got one, he goes, great kid, don't get penis-y.
Yes.
That is my favorite joke in that whole episode. It's so funny. And it's only funny if you know the movie so well.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to
know what that line is. Because it's not a extraordinary line.
No, it's not.
By any stretch
of the
imagination.
It's not like, May the Force Be With You. It's not like a famous line. It's just you have to have seen the movie many, many times.
Oh,
like
so
500
funny.
Times.
I've seen Star Wars 500 times.
So great. This is where so much classic. See, he's wearing the classic white girl outfit there.
So she,
I guess that's true too.
And get it because she's in
cause
white.
Because she's a white girl. Look at the cinematography here. I know. And it's after Labor Day too, doesn't she know?
Mm. It's an interesting angle where it's kind of that's below
so,
them.
Yeah, and that blue light.
Yeah, it's nice.
Although I've watched
Dolly
this
tracking in this movie.
That's true. Yeah. It's like the Sorkin walk and talk.
It is the Sorkin walk and talk. It's like they keep pausing, which is not the Sorkin
you're
way.
You're right. You're right. Yes.
But beyond that, that is the Sorkin walk and talk.
Oh, man.
That's funny. He's in his 40s at this point, too, isn't he? Because he was 38, right? He was 38 for the first one?
No.
Or he was 36.
No, there's no way. He could not have been 38 in 1976 when they filmed it.
I don't know. Look at him.
No, he wasn't born in the 40s.
Look it up.
Actually, maybe he
Look
was born
it
in the
up,
40s.
Fuzzball.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
You know, people are complaining about C-3PO's red arm, and I'm like, you know, he had a silver leg.
Okay, I stand corrected. I was very wrong.
Uh-huh.
He was 70. He's 73 now.
Okay,
so he was born in 42. So that makes him,
nailed it.
You were right.
Yeah, he was 38.
He was
36.
36. Yeah, but he was 36. Hey, you were right. You were absolutely right.
I like that he puts a hand over C-3PO's mouth. Like,
yeah, I was
supposed
to do anything.
Like,
I've
is
always
that the only place the speaker
even
is.
Even when I was a kid, I was like, that's not how that. He could keep making noise. It might be muffled, but you'd still
hear
it.
But I think he understands the.
Yes,
he understands
the gesture.
Gesture.
Oh, okay. I should shut up.
Anyway, going back,
yeah.
People are complaining about C-3PO's red arm.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why does he have one? Yeah, but these are the same people. I'm like, you know he had a silver
leg
in the original trilogy, right?
Right.
Right?
I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah, and
big
people
deal.
Are like, he did? Like, yes.
You weren't paying attention.
You weren't paying attention. or you aren't a fanatic like myself. You're a regular person, so I'm actually just going to step away from this conversation. Have a good day, sir. Please move on with your life.
I have shamed myself.
Yeah.
To go back for a second, see how like the snow looks really blue?
Yes.
Like there is a blue tint to it.
Yeah, so, because they filmed during the day.
Well, there's some filtering going on. It's also, so the people who are, you know, sort of very, very sincere purists about going back to the theatrical cuts,
mm-hmm.
A lot of them, so you've seen like there's fan edits of these films, right? Maybe you haven't watched them, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Like where fans will make re-edits of the films.
Yes, of course. So I've seen some.
You've seen some, okay. Like there's the, for A New Hope, there's Star Wars Revisited.
Right.
Which kind of puts back a lot of the things that were from the original version, but then also makes changes that basically people start by saying, well, I think it should have been the original versions and George should never touch them again. Okay, so did you want the Emperor in Empire? Not an Empire, in this Jedi. An Empire to be a chicken face, monkey eyed old lady? Because that's what it is in the theatrical cut. Okay, you're right, you could change that. And maybe a couple other things. It starts to go down a slippery slope of like, well, you could just keep the things that I like.
I think the idea even sometimes is even like the additions make it, it becomes not a product of its time anymore. Like when you see a movie that was made in the 80s and all of a sudden it's got CGI 30 years later.
To me, that's when it's very obvious CG,
That was a new cut from the
90s. That was new, yes.
It didn't originally show that because you couldn't get it from the arm on the ground.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you think that was the first time Luke did that? Moved the lightsaber with the Force?
Chop someone's... Oh, grab it?
Yeah.
I think so, because the way he's doing it, it's like he knows he can do it, but he's never tried it before.
Yeah, but how would he know?
Well,
he never saw Obi-Wan do it.
No, he did not.
So this is something that he had to pick up somewhere between A New Hope and this time here.
So I'll be honest, the first time that I saw it, I was like, how did he just do that? How is that possible? Because we'd never seen it happen before, right? We never saw it in the last movie.
I saw Jedi before I saw Empire when I was a kid, so that thought never entered my mind when I saw this movie, because he was doing a lot of stuff in Jedi.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, anyway, so one of the things that gets changed in a lot of these fan edits is that they redo the coloring, the color timing. And
yeah, the coloring on the Blu-rays is strange.
It is, you know, it does tint a certain, you know, like they tinted it more blue here than... rather than sort of neutral, so the snow looks, you know, slightly bluish, I guess. But it's I don't know. I'll be interested to see those theatrical cuts again. I have seen all three of them because they re-released them. There's one DVD release that didn't have a bonus disc with like bonus documentaries and stuff in like the late 2000s or mid 2000s maybe. There's one edition that actually came with a bonus disc that has the theatrical cuts on it. The Laserdisc editions,
right,
just put onto a DVD. I'd be interested to see if they are indeed doing this project, if they go back and, you know, re-transfer these onto Blu-ray or even like 4K or something.
Right. I would love to see this in 4K.
And I would love to see the like original film about Jeremiah Sennberger making his little cameo for this film.
Is R2 going to get hit? Oh, yep. R2 runs right into that stuff in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He's like, oh, no, I've been blocked by a box. My life as a droid is terrible. I like that Leia's hanging out by the Millennium Falcon. Like,
yeah.
This is her only way of coping.
Yeah.
Is it a Millennium Falcon? No, that's
an X-Wing. It looks like an X-Wing on the side, actually. Yeah.
See, I would have been a better director. It would have made more sense for her to hang out by the Falcon like this, longing, but she's...
Sorry.
So, thank you for being on time.
Mm-hmm.
No, you never really get a good look at Chewie's feet. Like, you see them in the background right there?
That's
true. What do Wookiee's feet look like?
Yeah, are they just like human feet?
Are they just like...
with no toes? Just kind of
shoes and hair over them?
Yeah. Are they like Wookiee's... like, are they like those Tribble slippers?
Oh, yeah, right, where you can get like Hobbit feet and stuff like that.
Or Tribbles.
Which I just would assume is a hairy slipper.
Yeah. I've seen them. They make... Think Geek makes Tribble slippers.
I love Think
that,
Geek.
That make Tribble noises when you walk. Which gets very annoying.
This podcast has not been brought to you by Think Geek.
Although yeah. if they would like to, yep. we'd be on board with that. Love me some Think Geek.
Look, I am the ghost of Christmas past. Obi-Wan.
Old Molly was as dead as a doornail.
I dislike something about this. Like, I don't understand, like, this, like, he sometimes he's Ben, sometimes he's Obi-Wan.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
Sometimes he's Ben.
Yeah.
I get it from Luke's point that
he's
he
Ben.
Knew him growing up as Ben,
right.
therefore he's going to be Ben.
Yep.
But then, like, when you get the Jedi and he's like, Obi-Wan. Like, but you used to call him Ben.
Maybe that's because he's
a Jedi now.
Grown as a Jedi.
His Jedi name.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you, if you know, when you're a kid and all, like, your parents' friends are, like, Mr. This, like, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and he's like, it's John now. And you're like, okay, John, that's
can't do
so
that.
Weird.
Sorry, John.
Nope, you're Mr. Smith.
Yep.
Or, like, if you're, like, a teacher, like, you know, like, your teachers, maybe suddenly you start working with those teachers and then it's like, I can't call, even though we're colleagues now, I can't call you. You're still Mr. Jones.
Right.
He's kind of like that. It's like, well, I'm a Jedi now, so now you're Obi-Wan. I call you by your Jedi name.
I could take that.
Yeah.
I want to squish the inside
of a Tauntaun?
Of a Tauntaun so bad. Like, all that. I just want to squish it.
Twice in the last
so
week,
bad.
I've heard someone make reference. First of all, that's gross. I don't know why you want
to
do that.
I have so this thing with, like, going to the grocery store and, like, poking meat. Like,
you're the reason why. You're the person I hate at the grocery store. I'm just going to try one of these grapes before I buy them. You know,
I'm no,
just
I'm
try
not that
one.
Person at all. And I don't poke the meat because I'm like,
I'm
going to
squeeze every
good?
Melon.
I just like that. I like that squishy Play-Doh feeling. I don't know why.
That's
this
so
is a weird thing to admit on a podcast.
Squeeze your own meat.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just always been my thing. And I don't go to the grocery store as an adult and poke meat. But when I was a kid.
I hope not.
That would be my thing.
All right.
But well, you'd be damn sure when I get home, I poke.
You're going to squeeze
it,
your own meat when you get home,
poke
Tim?
It.
You're gonna poke the meat?
I want to. This is a family show. You shush. You shush now.
Yeah.
Where was this filmed?
Oh man.
Brazil? It looks like Brazil.
Do you know what the climate of Brazil is?
Yeah, I'm being stupid.
Like, it was
obviously I know Brazil is in France. God, jeez.
It was. I want to say Iceland or Greenland. I honestly,
yes. Iceland is green and
Greenland is
full of ice.
Yeah.
Though they do film in Iceland quite a bit for the ice, but it is still more green there.
Yeah. I don't. Maybe it was. It might have even been like a Nordic country, like Norway. Or,
it. Yeah. It certainly has that vibe.
Yeah. I'm failing to remember right now.
I could look it up, but I'm not going to.
I don't want to use my one lookup for this.
Nope.
No, not worth it. Someone can email us or tweet us.
Did we establish during Avengers that we get two lookups because the episodes are
twice as long?
Oh,
you're right. You're right. Yes, we did.
That's four lookups we get for this
film.
Between
the two of us, yeah.
That's a lookup every
half
hour.
Well, I already used Han Solo or Harrison Ford's age.
Oh, you did. I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, and you should have. That was your thing.
No, I didn't care enough to look it up.
I know. I used it.
I knew I was correct.
You were correct.
Yeah. I know. I have a Star Wars poster in my room at work because I'm four.
Yeah.
And it's actually helpful in the class, I'll have you know. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But this medical droid is on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the kid was like, hey, like, the front row should be reserved for his mad Jar Jar was in the front row. And he was like, the front row should be reserved for important characters. And I was like, so what's that medical droid doing there? And he was like, saved Luke's life. Really important.
When he's in the back of the tank. I had a picture book of this movie, like photo book of this movie, like for kids
mm-hmm.
when I was growing up. I don't even think it had the narration. Like, I don't think it told the story. I think it was just sequential photos from throughout the movie so you could kind of piece together the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like full page photos. And one of them is Luke in the back of the tank. And I didn't laugh it up, Fuzzball. Look it up, Fuzzball. I didn't recognize that as Luke. It was before I'd seen the film.
Oh.
So I was like, who's that fat guy in that big tank? Why is he wearing a diaper? I didn't understand what was going on. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like the second Star Wars movie. It's weird.
That's
There's
awesome.
A fat guy in a tank and a diaper.
That's
and,
awesome.
I don't know.
That's so funny. You remember when I had Han Solo hair?
Yes, you did have Han Solo hair, didn't you?
Harrison Ford and I have same hair type.
It's true.
So if I grow mine out, it looks
like that.
Yeah.
Incest kisses. Yeah, yeah,
it wasn't there at the time. But C-3PO, but R2 knew.
R2 knew. And didn't stop them.
I'm going to say, I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Once you see Chewie's mustache, you can't unsee
it. It's so true.
It is literally the only thing I see when I look at him now.
Do you notice that the general is like
a
patch.
Weird mole?
Sorry, you're right. It is like a weird mole. You can't unsee it.
I can't unsee it. It's like when the fly goes into what's-his-face's mouth in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh my God! You can't unsee that. Oh man, that's one of those things.
The only thing you watch in that. Yeah,
I always see that coming right before it's about to happen too. The general who they were just talking to has this weird, you know, decoration on his. The guy who's standing up there.
Oh yeah,
has this weird decoration on the other side of his uniform. You can't see it right now. But it basically just looks like, you know, when you get like a thing of like Orbit gum or like NyQuil when it comes in, like the gel caps are in that. You have to pierce the foil to get them out.
Yeah, the little pill holder.
Yeah, like but you have to not like a bottle.
Yeah,
like
I know exactly
the
what
plastic
you're
thing
about.
With
yeah.
the foil over it.
I know what you're talking about.
It literally looks like they just taped one of those to his uniform.
That's awesome.
It looks like a bunch of pills peeking out through the little windows.
It'll be back. Oh, these things were always a bugger to shoot in games because there's
because the force field or in one of them I remember it was hard because you would like shoot the legs.
I like snow covered Chewie. I want popped off snow covered Chewie.
That's a very niche. See, look at the little metal on this.
Yeah, it does. That's really funny, actually. Now he's got 5 Tylenol pills on him, and he's only got 3.
So he's only a 3-pill general.
He's obviously a general, and that guy back there.
Maybe it's a 3-star general versus a 5-star general, except they're pills.
Oh.
See?
Thinking with my mind. Pills. And because their job is so tough.
They're emergency pills.
They're emergency pills.
Or they're like cyanide pills for if they shame themselves.
Yeah. Well, they don't need one. So yeah. He doesn't need 5 of them.
No, you just take 5 at once.
Yeah. No, their job is so stressful. Oh, your job is extremely stressful. The most stressful. You get 5 Tylenol pills.
What if The Force Awakens is all about one of those generals who takes his cyanide pill, and then they stop him before he can die, and then he wants to take revenge on the good guy? Oh, wait, that's Skyfall.
And a Skyfall. That's what's going through Darth Vader's head right now. Make it crumble.
There you go.
Except with Skyfall, it's, how would you do this? And Tatooine.
Yeah.
You will crumble.
That was good.
No, Skyfall.
That's this.
Padme.
Yeah, let's keep trying this.
I'll keep going. I just need 2 syllables. So,
yeah.
We'll face it all. Yeah. Oh, but you're dead, Padme.
Yeah, do you know how that song goes?
No. I just watched Skyfall like 2 weeks ago.
Did you really? I've been in the mood for a Bond film. Lately. It's a good thing there's a new one coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. Oh, I could go for a new Bond film. Hey, it's coming out in 3 weeks. Sweet!
Sweet!
Yeah.
Good timing on my part.
I like General Vias right there. Like, he almost literally smacked right into him. General Vias, holy crap, sir. Why are you standing so close to me?
Take it easy, man.
Yeah. I'm Darth Vader. You know, Dark Lord of Sheep.
These guys are standing in front of a green screen.
So bad.
So bad.
So bad.
Terrible.
Sort of.
It's pretty
like
bad.
How far back does that green screen go? Green screen.
It's
that cockpit is really small when you look at it.
I know. Look at Chewie takes up the whole thing right now.
Yeah,
yeah. That's clearly not the same.
Nope, it is definitely different. Film ball on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now Luke's in prison.
Yeah.
I was in Target the other day and I saw a fighter jet. Costume like a rebel fighter, and I was like, I'm going to an 80s party this year.
Oh,
and I was like, that's 80s
for Halloween.
Yeah, I could be Porkins. I could pad myself with a lot of pillows.
You'd have to pad
just every night, like, hey, how you doing? They came from behind, even though I came out in 77. That's a damn it, Porkins. Damn why it. Couldn't you die in this movie?
Hey, it could be Wedge, you could be
it could be Eckhart.
Although Wedge didn't make
it, could
either.
Be Eckhart. Could be the same guy. I'm just there to think about the future. Yeah.
Be ducks. Yeah.
Jokes from not this movie. Yeah. Extra points to you.
Yeah.
If you know what I am. Ironically, petting your cat whose name
we
is.
We got to hold to all the transports are away. We should definitely announce when the first transport's away.
Transports away. The Empire's up there. The megaphone reaches the space.
Look at that super Star Destroyer. Like, the Star Destroyer looked
egg.
Enormous.
I'm sorry, the egg. I gotta stop you. The Darth Vader in his breathable egg is one of my favorite things.
Yes.
I don't know why. I just love it so much.
See, this guy's got 8 little sticks of gum on
his. This guy is on Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
He plays a maester on Game of Thrones.
No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you're not a Game of Thrones watcher.
I'm not. I'm not. That's a good little piece of trivia for me.
He is on the thrones.
He's as clumsy as he is stupid.
It's either him. No, he's the guy that goes down to the Hoth surface, right?
I believe so.
Yes, that's the same guy. Yeah, okay.
When he tells him that he may begin his descent.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's him.
May begin your landing.
Nope.
You have failed me for the last time.
For whatever reason, I think Vader looks the best in Empire.
I agree. I like the look best.
I don't know. Like, they didn't change too much.
Just some slight things.
But for whatever, just slight changes, Admiral Piett is one of my favorite characters in this movie.
So in this little thing where he says, like, he calls him Captain Piett.
Yeah.
And then he says the whole thing, and then at the end he calls him Admiral Piett.
Yes, as in he just got promoted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when I was little, I didn't catch that at all. And I was like, why is he talking that way? Why is he saying his name like that? Why did he say his name twice?
That's funny.
I didn't catch it the first time it was Captain, the second time it was Admiral. Because I was little, and I didn't really...
Subtlety.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, now I get it." Okay, he promoted him during that sentence. Got it.
That's funny. They're so that guy on the left hand corner is so uninterested in what Leia has to say.
Can we go fly the planes now?
Yeah,
lady,
we just want to go shoot stuff. Shoot stuff.
Shooting
all the stuff.
Hoth looks beautiful. I'm definitely going
to
live there one day.
No, I'm not. Want to.
Look, it's New England last winter.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of memes about that, about Boston looking like Hoth.
Yeah, because it did.
Because it did.
The only thing we were missing were the Imperial Star Destroyers.
Yeah, the AT-ATs.
Yeah.
You say AT-ATs or AT-ATs?
AT-ATs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I used to, but that was before I ever heard someone say it. So when I was like 7 and no one was into Star Wars as much as I was, really.
Right.
Yeah, I would call them AT-ATs, but then as soon as I heard someone say AT-ATs, I was like, oh, okay, that's what they're called. Got it.
Yeah,
although
the other ones are called
AT-STs, so like...
Right, so it just makes sense that those are AT-ATs.
Well, because you're not going to say AT-STs for the AT-STs.
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 Yeah, AT-AT to me just doesn't seem fearsome. Not that AT-AT isn't exactly a fearsome name.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it just doesn't ring with me.
How about AT-NT? Is that scare you?
AT&T.
AT&T.
Like
your
phone company.
Yeah. Does that strike fear into your heart?
No, call it AT. Just saying.
Well,
call it AT&T.
Yeah.
Not AT.
American Telephone and Telegraph.
Strikes great fear into me when my bill comes every month. So yes, helpy
that's
helperson.
What I mean. I am helpy helperson.
Poor R2.
It really is funny how R2 knows everything that has happened and has context for everything that is happening,
mm-hmm.
and yet he never, like, doesn't bother to tell 3PO any of it and be like, hey, you know, this is some helpful information.
No, R2's kind of a jerk.
He's a dick.
He is an absolute jerk.
He doesn't help anybody.
No.
He's like, only when it's absolutely necessary. He's like, fine, I'll stick my thing into a computer socket. Oh, wait, that's a power socket. Whoops.
Maybe it costs him a great amount of energy to talk, and so he just doesn't bother.
What is the? Do we know? I'm sure there's an EU novel that explains this, but are the droids all powered on, like, nuclear energy?
I have no idea. That's a great question. I'm actually curious enough. I will actually.
You need to
look up.
All right.
For this, even though we're only a half an hour into this movie,
no, that's fine. Yeah. Is it some kind of nuclear energy? Is it some kind of other power source that's, you know, unique to Star Wars? Is it what? I would love to know what it is. What powers the droids? I feel silly for not knowing that, to be honest. How are they? Because they don't. You never see them powering up or recharging or anything. Yeah, it's the same guy, right?
What? Same guy? What?
The guy who was in the AT-AT. He'll come back around.
I wasn't. I'm looking.
Yeah, you're googling. You're googlyizing.
Star Wars droids. Power source.
Power source. Yeah. I love the game. Was it Rogue Squadron? I think it was Rogue Squadron where you had to. You had to do this. I mean, I guess there was a bunch of games you had to do this, but I feel like every Star Wars game had a Hoth segment in them, but where you had to actually release the tow cable and fly around the AT-ATs and knock them down. I feel like that was Rogue Squadron. Yeah, because it wasn't Knights of the Old Republic. It wasn't KOTOR, which I loved KOTOR. The first Knights of the Old Republic. That was a fan-freaking-tastic game. Loved the hell out of that on my parents' old PC. That I don't know how that game ran on that computer, but somehow it did. The Windows 98, like, E-Machines computer, but somehow it worked. But then I remember, playing, like I said, I think it was the first Rogue Squadron game, and just releasing that tow cable and flying around the legs of the AT-ATs, knocking them down, figuring out, like, how to do it the first time and, like, which button released the tow cable. And
everything. Yeah, it was so much fun.
So much fun.
Well, it appears no one knows.
Okay. So it's not covered anywhere in the EU.
There's a couple of different, they talk about, like, 3PO switches off to power down.
Yeah, I heard that.
Charge, and they say there's talk of power cells.
Okay.
Specifically, it then someone says magic because Star Wars isn't real enough.
Great. Thanks for stupid. Thank you for that, buddy.
Someone said beer. No, wait, that's Futurama. but according to a blueprint of R2 from some book, he runs on Curdon or Kevdan, depending on the source.
Okay. So if there's a fuel.
Systems hydroglycerolic fuel cells. So he runs on a mix of glycol and water, basically.
So fuel cells sounds like batteries to me.
Right. Me too.
Okay. Okay.
His collar looks like he's got that airplane pillow around his neck. So we can rest his head back and be like, I'm comfy now.
I love this. No, this one goes there. That one goes there. Right?
I love it.
I say that a lot.
I do too.
I say that a lot. I say that and...
beep, beep, beep,
blip. Yep, I say that a lot too. No. If you're like getting out of a car or getting into someone's house or whatever, like lock the door and hope they don't have blasters.
When I see someone I haven't seen in a long time, I usually call them a no-good smuggler.
You do that.
Yeah.
You've done it to me.
I have done it to you. You no good smuggler. You've got a lot of guts coming.
You got a lot of guts coming.
After what you pulled.
Oh, man. Lando.
Yeah, this is the guy.
This same guy, right?
Yes, the same guy. Yeah, he's on the Game of Thrones.
The GOT. Lando is so freaking cool. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
We got some time to get to Lando. Guy's bleeding for no apparent reason. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I did just notice that, actually.
Is it a nosebleed? Really stressed, guys? I picked a scab. That pimple wasn't as ready to pop as I thought.
Well, now he's going down.
It doesn't matter.
He's yelling timber.
It does not matter. It's got to be kind of weird to be like, oh, yeah, that guy behind me is dead. I'm just going to
And they just he just leaves him.
Yeah, he does leave him.
Like, he just leaves him. I'm like, I don't know. Poor Dak. Well,
Luke learns all of his skills from R2.
Poor Dak. Yeah.
So they spend a lot of time together. So he's just rubbing off on him.
He tries. He does try. But I guess there is that. Like he does what he can. But he's like, you know what? I gotta live too.
I gotta save myself first.
It's like that thing where, you know, when you're in an airplane and they tell you if the oxygen mask comes down and don't worry if the bag doesn't fill all the way, make sure to put it on someone else before putting it on yourself before putting it on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to put the mask on himself before he puts it on someone else. He's got to, you know what? I'm not going to get crushed by the foot of this thing.
That you almost Freudian slipped that into the reverse.
I did.
Because that's just the kind of person that you are.
Wow. Thank you. I'm going to cry now.
Look at that dead. Did you see the powered out protocol droid?
No,
in
I missed
the corner?
It.
Yeah, he's just like, he's just a white droid and he's sticking out of the corner. There he is.
Oh,
left
yeah.
Side, yeah.
I guess his glycol fuel cells weren't working anymore.
No, they were not. That was a great shot of 3PO.
Wait for me.
Oh, 3PO. Look at trench warfare.
I know.
They both all that. Someone got to play in the snow and it wasn't even worth it.
This movie is so much better as an adult. Do you feel that when you watch Star Wars, do you ever feel like you're enjoying it more now than you did as a kid?
Oh, I absolutely enjoy Star Wars more now than I did when I was a kid. You get subtleties, you get allusions, different things in history, and blah, blah, blah.
Even big stuff. Like, when I was a kid, I wasn't, like, into, like, war stuff.
I love that he just makes the door open.
It slides open. Like, you can see it slide open.
Maybe there was just a lock on it, and that's what he broke.
Probably, yeah. I was not like the kind of kid who was like super into like war stuff. So like I wasn't like, oh, I love World War II. Like there were kids my age when I was like 10 or 12 who like knew a lot about, you know, like war trivia and stuff like that. I don't know why. It's mm-hmm. a thing that boys are into, I guess, a lot of times. But I was not. So I wasn't really following the sort of like, okay, this is like an ongoing war. Like, even though it's called Star Wars, I knew it was a war, but I wasn't really following the, oh, okay, I get it. Like, the Republic is, like, retreating here. Like, this is bad for them. The Empire, the bad guys are winning in this ongoing war, and this, like, and also not having the context of the prequels to be like, oh, it's going to go back to the way it was, like, go back mm-hmm. to the status quo, and the Empire is going to be in charge again, and these rebels are going to get crushed. I didn't really have all that, so I was just sort of like, okay, yeah, there's fighting. And the bad guys are winning, but that's all like, okay, yeah, whatever. The good guys are going to win anyway in the end. It's like, what's the difference? Which is where they trick you at the end of this movie.
Hello? Someone might be listening to a commentary and have never seen Star Wars before.
And that's a foolish thing to do.
Yeah. They're fool of a took. I like that Vader's just like, I'm walking through up for a metal detector. I'm a Vader. I'm going to go this way. Vader rocks. How typical. I think they really... 3PO is much... I think he's much funnier in this film than mm-hmm. he was in the first one. Mm-hmm. It's a good shot.
It's Kasdan. That's Kasdan for you.
Yeah, it is Kaz. Kaz.
But, you know, still keeping with the, like, Kurosawa, like, comic relief from the droids.
Yep, absolutely.
It's such a weird sound.
Yeah,
it's such a cool sound.
Yeah, Ben Burt.
Woo! I know. I'm so glad. And he,
Captain Soda.
I think he's still working on The Force Awakens, but I think Matthew Wood is.
Well, Ben Burt's kind of. He's got to be up there by now.
Yeah, he's. I think, you know, he's semi-retired, but he does come out of like he's done a lot of recent movies.
Yeah.
He's definitely still working, just maybe not as regularly as he once did. He's also a great film editor. You know, he does the sound, but I think he edited the prequels, or at least one or two of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he did.
Yeah.
Almost positive.
Yeah.
But I'm not usually going to look up for that. Nope.
I've always thought that would be a really cool job, to be a film editor.
Yeah.
I've always...
You've got to spend a lot of hours by yourself.
Oh, yeah. And you have to be... Yeah, yeah. You have to be good at taking... Good at being creative on your own, but also good at, like, taking directions, because, like, the director might have a vision for how he wants something to look.
Right, not your movie.
Where he wants the cuts, right. Or whatever. It's not your movie, right? But you also have to be creative and be able to, like, come up with stuff on your own for the stuff that's, you know, that the director doesn't give you direct... direction, so
well,
to speak.
Well, in the prequels, was very challenging for people who edited that, because George Lucas would say, I really like this... take, but
yes.
I like his performance in this scene better.
Yes.
And so then he would ask them to merge the
digitally
two together,
yeah.
Which is really micromanaging your
yeah it is yeah
your
it
editing
is.
Process
that does feel like that should be the editor's call, but I mean, you're the director, so you can
right
do
that. Well, that's something he didn't have the ability to do in 77 either.
That's right So yeah, and it, like, when you see that in there's a documentary for episode one. Right. Are we going to say something?
Yeah, I was, but it
ahead,
didn't make sense. But it doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
I've answered my own question,
okay,
so it doesn't
enough.
Matter.
Yeah, I mean, when you see that documentary for episode one where he is asking them to do that, when they're, like, in the cockpit of whichever ship it is, and, like, he wants Captain Panaka to say something
mm-hmm.
that, or to, you know, whatever. He likes the performance of Panaka, but not of the other
right.
guy, or vice versa. And he asks him to make that edit, and it's like, wow, that's really cool that you can do that. Like, my first reaction was, that is, like, so crazy that now we're at a place where you can take, you know, just basically, like, you know, paste in this same actor's performance from another take and keep the other actor in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this shot is amazing with
the
Star Destroyers and, ugh.
This is pre-CGI.
This is, and I still don't think, I think that, yeah, even in this edition of it, it's not CGI.
No, it's not.
It's still the original models, maybe touched up for color or whatever, but it's still that same effect. The Falcon definitely is a lot more nimble in this film, as much as it's having a hard time with the hyperdrive and everything. It does more spins and loop de loops and twirls and stuff.
The
as it flies.
Ships in the first movie are very
steady.
Steady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like I fly in a straight line.
Even though I am in a zero gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no up world.
Right. Yeah. There's no like Z axis. There's no like, it's just like X and Y and that's it. This always makes me laugh, even though it really shouldn't.
That would hurt.
Ow!
That would hurt a lot.
Chewy! He's not happy.
Han, get up here. I don't know how to do anything up here, apparently. Yep. Neither does 3PO. Why would you leave both of us here? Yeah.
What do we know?
That's funny that they both went to help, but they're still getting chased by TIE fighters. That's actually a very poor decision.
Yeah.
They're just like, all right, the ship will be fine. It'll fly on its own. No one will blast lasers at us. Yeah. So we're fine. Like, that's... You're terrible. This is terrible.
Never tell them the odds. Oh, classic.
3,720 to 1. They pulled that number out of their butts.
Mm. I'm surprised it wasn't 1,138 to 1.
Oh. It wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
But it could have been 8,311.
That's right, yeah. The reverse. You know, I've been noticing for the last couple of weeks that for years now, whenever I once a day, if not twice a day, when I look at a clock at some point during the day, it's 11:11. For 2 or 3 years has been
happening.
Are
you making wishes?
Almost every day. Of course I am. That's how you're here. It happens almost daily where I look at the clock at 11:11, whether AM or PM. And then most recently, in the last week or so, I've also, in addition to that, been looking at 11:38. And not on purpose. I mean, I'm not doing it by, you know... It just,
what are you doing during your day that you just keep, always look at the clock in the 11th hour?
I sit at a computer.
I think that's it. But why is it always the 11th hour?
I don't know. I guess because like, it's getting close to lunchtime, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's lunchtime yet.
Oh,
and then I'm like, oh, it's only 11:11. Never mind.
You can't take lunch whenever
right here,
you want.
Right here. I can, but here. Look, when the Falcon goes up, right?
Yep.
Well, it looks pretty good. Yeah, that'll do nicely.
Oh,
right.
When it flip, when it...
Yes. Woo. Yes, it is. Yeah. So you probably know where it goes. So it goes up, and then it comes down. The music goes... And kind of mirrors the motion of the ship, right? It goes up.
That's true.
When the ship goes up, and then it comes down when the ship goes down. That is a classic example of what's called Mickey Mousing. And that's...
Yes.
Right, you know this.
Yeah, I know this term.
This is the idea of... having the music, having the score for a film or a show or you know, some kind of program mimic the action of what's happening on screen. So that's typically something that's sort of like avoided, like you avoid doing it too much, but that's a really good example of doing it and making good use of it.
Yeah, that's not something John Williams overuses.
He doesn't overuse it. He's pretty good about it.
He is good. But he does favor it, for sure.
He does
sure.
like it. He's definitely, I feel like, tempted to use it more than he does, but he chooses not to overdo it.
Do you think this is an official term for Mickey Mousing, or is the official term? I would assume they had to have called it something before Mickey Mouse was a thing.
Yeah, but also before Mickey Mouse was a thing, there wasn't really film scores. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's not true.
No, I'm not saying there were literally no film scores. But I'm saying it was there. What there, Mickey Mouse happened early enough in the history of cinema that there probably wasn't a term for it.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Yeah, okay.
Hmm. I'm gonna crack open another
it's bubbling
beer.
Like a
yeah. Why is it so bubbly?
Because he's in a hot tub.
Oh, why didn't he just take a dip?
Because there's a giant sea serpent in there.
Okay. Well, he's been through that before.
Yes, and he remembers it very vividly.
He's like,
"How
am I doing that
again?"
Cell block 1138. I am going to open up another beer here, another Wilhelm scream. So, if you'll excuse me for a moment,
that was a nice sound. Oh, good job, R2. Oh, he's also wearing a little pillow around his neck.
Oh yeah, he is, isn't he? I never noticed that before. Do you think Mark Hamill looks like noticeably very different in this film?
Yes.
After the car accident,
yeah,
do you?
He claims his car accident didn't screw up his face a
that
lot.
Much. Yeah.
I disagree with that. Even his hair is very different. It's
but that's not the car accident.
No,
but
I mean, like, even the hair is coarser than it was.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very strange. It's almost like he was replaced by somebody that's not Mark.
Like Paul McCartney.
Like Paul McCartney. Paul's dead. Exactly. Exactly like that.
So he does look noticeably different. I do, notice that he looks different. But I don't think it was necessary. Like, they wrote in the whole Wampa scene specifically because he had the accident. And they're like, oh, we have to have a reason why he looks different.
Right.
So let's have him, like, get injured, have his face injured. I don't know if it was necessary. I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't have done the Wampa scene, but I just don't know if it was, like, that necessary. I don't know if I would be like, oh, my God, he looks like a different person. We have to have a reason why he has surgery on his face.
Hmm.
I just thought that was interesting. When I found that out, I was like, huh.
That different, but I don't think he...
It's noticeable enough that it's justified.
It looks like he's aged much
That's
more
true.
Than three
That's true.
Years.
That is very true, yes. Yes, yes. I'll agree with that completely.
Yeah, I think that's really the big difference.
That's very fair.
Like, he almost looks. Yeah, I don't know what it is. He does look.
I think he looks older. I think it makes
him
look.
He looks older, but he looks much older than the amount of time that has passed.
In 3 years, he looks like he might have aged like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to the egg.
Yes. Back to the egg. Great album by Paul McCartney and Wings. I love.
Back to Is the that, egg.
Are we not talking about that?
No, we're not. Shut up. Oh, we're about to watch my favorite scene in this movie.
Is it?
It's not true. No. Oh. But it is one of them. I love this. We don't know yet. Oh, it looks terrible on the back of his head. Like Vader couldn't put it on himself. He's too lazy.
He has no neck here at all.
I like his crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was meditating.
Yeah. What you like is what? He has no neck. You're right.
Like, he has more of a neck in other scenes, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Okay. It's strange. I think the suit that they built to allow him to heal is different. And so it's like Batman movies where they build a suit specifically for him so he can be in the car.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Standing up. Yeah.
I will
same
agree with
idea.
That.
Very much the same idea. O3PO just wandering around. It appears this asteroid is not entirely stable. Not entirely stable. Well, I'm so glad you're here to tell us these things. He's so sassy. So angry all the time. His blood pressure must be really high.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah. All the time. Well, now it's a little lower. Or it's a little higher.
Hey,
I heard things. I need you to sit on my lap a little bit longer.
You might be squeezing the meat, too.
What'd you say?
Never mind.
I just heard squeeze and me too.
Squeezing the meat, too.
Oh.
Like you.
Squeezing the
meat. We're so mature.
I know. So mature. We're sitting here on a Tuesday night watching Star Wars.
Yes.
When I should be getting my lunch ready and my outfit ready for work tomorrow. All right. Well, maybe not this early, but
still. I was gonna say it's kind of early for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
You're also gonna make tea and sit by the fire and
in
your smoking jacket.
I would love to do that. Oh, make some tea, drink it by the fire.
Well,
I can do those things.
I can do that for you.
Yes.
There's a fake fireplace right there.
Yes, I also have a fake fireplace.
That's right.
I like it quite a bit.
I got mine because I liked yours.
Oh.
In large part.
Yeah. It's because we're young and poor and can't afford places with real fireplace.
Amen, brother.
Can't afford real fire. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I've made electric fire. Yeah. Okay, so remember when we said a while ago that we were going to watch Empire Strikes Back and do the commentary and blah blah blah. That's what we did something else instead.
Yes.
So my original plan was to go pick up wafer cookies and present them to you at this scene as part of Luke's meal.
Oh my God.
And I didn't even think about picking them up on my way here.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
How you get so big eating food of this kind?
Exactly. Would have been hysterical. This is my favorite Yoda, by the way.
Mine
Before
too.
Before he gets serious,
yes, mine too.
Dopey Yoda is my favorite. Ah,
he is. It's just warrior. So. God, it's so fantastic. Like, Frank Oz really brought this character to life. It's so funny because, like, you can tell it's a puppet, but, like...
yeah, it's not... Yeah.
But even
that
so...
Even that movement right there, like, this little shimmy and...
Yeah, he manages to put so much... What's your dinner,
he, like,
dude?
Thought about the way that he chewed his food and, like, all
and
that
every
stuff.
Every little movement, like, has some, like, okay, I'm going to put my hand up here and I'm going to turn on this side.
Yeah,
and
it's going to hurt.
Struggle because he's 900 years old.
My favorite part. Right there.
With his
butt
with hanging out of
butt sticking out.
Can
he's
I get
so
your chip out? Oh,
cute. Oh, little Yoda. And he's just throwing stuff.
You just want to pet Yoda. That's what,
so bad.
You
look
want,
how
own,
tiny he is.
Your
you
own
just
little,
want to hold him with your little arms. You're like,
you just want to wear him in a backpack.
Light. Oh, he's so cute. Yeah,
you're making a mess. Tashi Station power converters.
Mine. I would help you not.
I don't want your help. I want my lamp back. That lamp is not going to help you, Luke, at all. Just saying.
R2 being really trying to be clever there.
Yeah, who's really strong because Yoda is struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine! Mine! Mine!
Your Yoda impression is quite good.
Thank you. I've had some practice over the years, sadly.
I can't do Yoda.
Can you believe there's a woman who wants to marry me?
No.
Neither can I.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
Every time I see her, I actually pull her aside and go, like,
you
are
sure?
You sure?
If you need help, I can get you out of here.
Blink twice if you're in trouble.
I hate you.
I know. I want to pull her aside.
Good food.
I'm going to pull her aside tonight before I leave.
Like, seriously, we can get you help.
Yeah.
Here's my number. Text me.
You need to text me. Wow, he made it far.
Yeah, I know. I always think that. But I'm also like, look how beautiful that looks like.
It's
like
a nice shot.
Like, the scenery is like, you know, gloomy but beautiful. And Yoda just like walking across, like that is a jumped out of a Ralph McQuarrie painting.
Yep.
You
hey,
know?
R2 is charging.
Or is he powering the lamp or the heater or whatever that is? I always thought it was, I always thought he was powering
the heater.
Yeah, or lamp or whatever it is.
That would also make sense.
But I'm not sure.
Shoot. Oh, well. I'm going to say he's powering the heater. I like that better. I'm afraid you'll have to replace it.
Though I will say the hyperdrive thing in this...
Contrived?
Annoying. Better to put it negative.
It's like their story couldn't progress until Luke got to a certain point, so they had to be stuck.
Yes.
Like, that was the logical
that is true.
Progression.
And then when they finally do get where they're going, it happens again. And that's where I'm like, again? Like, they fixed it, and then, except they didn't fix it, because I trusted them.
Yes, now, that's true, but also that being said, you get to see a lot of parts of the Falcon that you probably would
that is
never
very...
got to have seen if the hyperdrive didn't break.
That's
like, why
true.
Would you ever be back in this
yep.
room?
And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I love the Falcon. I love seeing all these different parts of the Falcon. And I love this scene with the two of them, too.
Yeah, like, this is a well-contrived scene.
Do you think the love story here happens too quickly?
No, I think this is a movie about space and wizards.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I think they have good chemistry.
They do.
And
they
if
do.
Characters... I mean, you could watch a romantic comedy and... they meet each other for the first time, they start dating, and you're like, they're meant for each other.
Yeah.
But they've known each other for an hour of screen time.
Right. Here, they've known each other for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. You're looking at a couple of years worth of relationship already.
Yeah.
And so, a couple of years of sexual tension.
True,
so,
true.
And 3PO.
I do find it hard to believe that 3PO would be that clueless, like that completely clueless that he doesn't see what's happening. But, I don't know.
I don't think he's clueless. I think that he is programmed to protect Leia. That's not true. I don't believe that at all.
I was going
to
say, I don't know about that.
That's not true. But I don't think he's clueless. I just don't think he cares.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a Vulcan thing where he's like, well, the logical thing to do is tell them that I've solved the problem.
3PO doesn't feel he's only logical.
Yeah. That's...
It's only logical.
I suppose you have a point there.
Now, when I was a kid... And even today, you're going to notice when Darth Vader walks away, he's got a sweet satin bottom to his cape.
Oh.
Like, it's all nice looking, and it always makes me think of a blanket. Oh, you can't really see it in the Blu-ray. Maybe it's another.
Oh, you know, I think in the very last, in the very last second of him walking away, there, he walked into the light.
Yeah,
and I could kind of see there's like a trim at the bottom, right?
Yeah,
that's like
There's a trim at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see it. Yes.
Now this is actually my favorite scene in the movie.
Okay, yeah,
yeah, because he spends a lot of time on that knee.
And the fact that they got Ian McDiarmid to do this, to come back and,
I know, like, it's excellent. The Emperor lost some weight in between this movie and Jedi.
Well, he was hitting the gym a lot.
He was. He was hitting it. In the gym.
It always just makes me think of, what the hell is an aluminum falcon?
Oh, hey. Oh, jeez, he's crying. Oh, is that possible? I do think the dialogue in the updated version of this is a little clunky. How is that possible? Then it gets, like, then it writes itself. It's just that section right there I don't like.
Okay. You don't like the delivery of that line?
I don't like the delivery. Yeah, it's actually just the delivery. I want to say that James Earl Jones could have done that better.
Did James Earl... So was I know that the dialogue was changed. Do we know if it was recorded in 1980 and
I think it was
recorded
in 1980.
Okay.
And there was sort of... different... I think there were different versions of the conversation.
Yeah,
So they went back and took different...
I've only seen the original version of this scene twice. Mm. Once on YouTube and once in the context of the film.
Right.
So I don't remember entirely what all the differences in dialogue were. Why are you leaving your robot outside in the rain?
Because he can't get in. There's no way for him to get through.
Yeah, I know.
I have thought about that because I did feel bad about that.
Yeah. Someone left a robot in the rain.
Yeah. Am I a droid or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
So Yoda made this himself. Or he killed a family and took it for himself.
Which, honestly, either one is likely.
Either one, Yoda's like, I am light-sided. What kill you, I will. Yeah. And he's like, I'll have one more of this, I think.
Luke, when are you going to catch on? How far is Yoda? When are we going to see Yoda?
Patience. I'm teaching you things. I cook.
That's going to be so uncomfortable. Like, if he was claustrophobic, that's going to be terrible in there.
Mm-hmm. Also, see, you said uncomfortable. I thought you meant like, oh, man, I'm making small talk with this little green frog guy who won't take you to the guy you want to meet.
Yep. Like, yep.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Who knows his father.
Yeah, how's the weather's great, right?
Like,
no, it's
he's
terrible.
He's so weird. Like, he's so weird. Like, yeah. Like, powerful Jedi with you. Like, how do you know who he is? I don't know who I am. I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, like, it's like, what kind of reaction is that?
Or you could just probe. Questions just a little bit more.
Right.
Because, you know, just because he's a little goofy, you know.
I love goofy Yoda, but this moment where he, like, reveals himself.
Yeah, it's great. Yoda's clearly thought about this.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, so if Luke ever shows up, this is
just
what
Yoda,
be like.
Right? He says, Yoda. And just the look, the nod that he gives. It's almost like, it's like you see him transform before Luke, like in Luke's eyes.
Oh, that's great. So he trained Jedi for 800 years.
Yeah. So he was like 100 before he even started.
He was 100 before he even started to train Jedi.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Does Yoda's race, I wonder, do they age like 10 times slower than humans? So it's like being 100 the same as like being 10?
Maybe
because
not.
Because at 900, you know, he looks like maybe he's like 90.
Yes, maybe.
Maybe they slow down aging as they get older.
But if he's only 10 when he's starting to train Jedi, he's technically still a Padawan by Jedi standards.
True. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
unless he was so advanced, he was a Jedi by 10.
I like how we just make up stuff, make up our theories.
We just make up our theories.
And we're literally like, try this on. Let me run this one by you. You know about Star Wars like I do.
Yeah, right. This has never been explained, so let me just make up this
just
wild
make
theory
this up
about
on
how
the fly.
Yoda
we
ran
both do
to
it.
The academy and was a full Jedi master by the age of 10.
We both pose these questions to each other, like, why do you think this is? And then the other one will be like, maybe it's because of this reason that I just thought up.
Yeah, literally this is off the top of my head. It's because I'm trying to fill commentary. Yeah.
And then it's like,
yeah, now he's afraid.
Yeah, you better be afraid.
Little green frog man scared you. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
You will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I always wanted these TIE fighters with the two pods, whatever the TIE
what are the TIE bombers.
TIE bombers, thank you. You're welcome. I always thought those were so cool. And they didn't get enough screen time.
It's funny. I like the aesthetic design of the Empire more than the Rebellion.
Interesting.
Except for some of the ships. I think that the Rebellion has some cooler ships. Like, I like A-Wings and B-Wings and Y-Wings.
Okay.
But for whatever, yeah, TIE bombers and TIE destroyers, and they never did it for me.
Huh.
Though I do like the Superstar Destroyer.
That
might be my favorite ship in Star Wars. It's just very angular. It's cool. It's got some nice backlighting.
It does. LED lighting on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just stay behind and guide the ship.
Now, when it comes to prequel era ships design or industrial design, let's say, versus, you know, classic original trilogy industrial design, which do you prefer, the sleeker look or the more used, you know, universe look?
Well, I like used universe just because it doesn't feel it doesn't feel like you made it in a computer. But there are some really nice ships in the prequel trilogy.
Yep.
But the only one, that being said, the only one that really sticks out to me in my head are, well, the ones that are like, oh, that's clearly going to be an A-Wing, or that's clearly going to be an Imperial shuttle, or that's clearly going to be a Star Destroyer, or, you know what I mean?
The ones that look like they're like the earlier model.
Right,
of
but the only ship that really stands out to me is Padme's ship from Episode 1. The Nubian class.
Okay.
That one.
The silvery
plated one.
Yep, yep.
And then there's the Darth Maul ship, which is the Interceptor.
Okay.
I think it's the Interceptor, yeah.
The one for me was always the Naboo Starfighter, the yellow one.
Oh, I do like that one.
That one always stands out. That and the Nubian are the ones that stand out for me. Honestly,
Nubian.
The ones that stand, you know, the ones that you're talking about that look like, oh, it's like a prototype A-Wing or prototype X-Wing or whatever.
Right.
Those don't stand out for me as much. Those are like sort of like an afterthought for me. That's interesting that those stand out for you more.
Well, just because I reconcile them to something different. Speaking of like squishing meat and stuff like that, going back, Minox, I just always want to squish the Minox face.
Okay. Wow. We're really a lot about
face. I just had that thing like when you see like an octopus or something like that, I want to see what.
Why would I want to squish an octopus?
Not the octopus itself, but like the tentacles, like the little suction cups or whatever. I don't know. I have this thing with squishy things.
Yeah,
I don't
apparently.
Know. I don't understand it.
I'll never get a spaceship.
I'll never get a spaceship. Do you want old Chinese? All right. You know.
Credit or cash? I was going to get saved anyway, right? Yeah. Cash then.
Yeah.
That sounds like Eddie Izzard.
It sounds like an Eddie Izzard thing. Luke, I got to give Mark Hamill a lot of credit.
Yeah, he got in shape.
He got in shape.
Yeah. It's really interesting, Tarzan. It's really interesting how it was just him. He was the only one on the call sheet for like weeks.
Yep.
When they shot this, all the scenes of Dagobah. Because it was him and it was Frank Oz, and that's it. And Kenny Baker, I guess.
Right.
But probably not even as much.
But
as
you
Kenny
could
Baker.
Shoot all of his stuff pretty much in a couple of days.
Pretty much. I mean, there's you know, he's kind of on his own a lot, so you don't need the others there to shoot Kenny Baker stuff. But yeah, there was a lot of time where Mark Hamill was the only actual human actor there on camera, and he said he was starting to go a little bit crazy, like a little stir crazy, because he was just like, it's just me, and I'm on this set that looks like a swamp, and I'm losing my mind.
Yep, and I'm talking to a thing made of rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like that when Ian McKellen was filming The Hobbit, and he had a tiny breakdown. Yeah, they were filming something for The Shire.
Okay.
It was him against 12 pieces of cardboard.
Oh, man.
And he was just like, this is not why I became an actor.
Right.
Like, and then he got over it because he's Ian McKellen and he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But he just had one of those days where he's like, I shall not pass this day.
This day shall not pass
right,
me
this
by.
This day is not passing. Yeah. So slow. Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't you wish that Ian McKellen had been in Star Wars?
Yeah, a little bit. Just,
I mean, it's not too late. He still could be.
Yeah, that's true. But,
dude, if Patrick Stewart was in Star Wars, like, is that even allowed?
Ian McKellen?
With or without even Ian McKellen. I mean, just.
I want to say that's allowed.
Yeah. But I just mean because of
Star
Trek.
Star Wars is a long time ago.
Star Trek was a long time ago, you mean?
No. Star Wars is a long time ago.
Oh, and go, oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, but I don't mean
to. Haven't you learned to listen to Yoda yet? I'm sorry.
He will
your
never
weapons,
learn.
You won't need them. Okay, thanks,
okay,
Yoda. I
yeah.
want to take them.
I'm going to bring them in.
Now, if I were Luke, I would absolutely still bring them.
What's in there? Only what you take with you. So don't bring weapons, because then there won't be weapons inside. Obviously.
Yep.
Come on, Luke.
Would you have gotten that?
What?
Would you have understood that?
No.
No, of course not.
Of course not. I'm no. kidding.
Oh.
But come on. He's
look, a real animal.
Listen, he didn't even know Yoda when he saw him. Like, even when he was saying, like, oh, powerful, your dear father was a powerful Jedi. He, like,
yeah, that's true.
He's basically still a kid. Like, even though it's been, like, 2 or 3 years. He's,
what would you say? 23?
He's supposed to be 20.
Even though he looks 30.
Yeah. He's supposed to be 20 in A New Hope, in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So this is, I believe this is supposed to be 3 years later.
It's five.
Is it 5 years later?
3 years later.
So he's 25?
It's five.
Then he's 25.
So he's 25.
He's actually a little too petulant for a 25-year-old in that case.
Yeah, that's why I bought, yeah, he is. Well, is Luke supposed to be 20 or is he supposed to be like 18 or 19? I don't think it's ever clear.
I think they're supposed to be 20. I'm actually, I don't remember where I read that, but I am pretty confident that,
well,
that Luke and
you
Leia.
Know what? He doesn't say in the movie, so.
No, it's not said in the movie. Age. It's not said in the movie, but I think it is like kind of conventional wisdom. It's kind of a known thing that they're
I
supposed to be
so
20.
I was confused by this scene when I was a kid.
Oh, me too.
I'm still a little confused by it.
Well, now I get it like, from a philosophical standpoint.
Yeah,
I get
of course.
It. But yeah, no, I didn't understand that at all. There was a lot about this movie I didn't understand. It took me a long time to appreciate this movie.
Right.
This one
moving,
in particular.
They were also moving very slowly, and I didn't get that.
Yeah, the slow-mo.
No,
and,
no,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just kidding. That part I understood.
Yeah. Well, I actually was a little bit like, why is it in slow-mo? I don't get it. I'm not joking. I really was at a certain age. I didn't appreciate this movie as much when I was a little kid. And
well,
everyone
you had a different point of view.
Very different point of view.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even sure. I was like, wait, it kind of looks like that's Luke, but is it? I guess it is, right? I can't tell. Like, what? I don't know if I was just like slow on the uptake, which is very possible, mm-hmm. or what, or if I was just overly analytical and like, you know, kind of overthinking it. But there were a lot of things about this movie I didn't get, and so it wasn't my favorite. Well, the original Star Wars is still my favorite, but yep. for so many people, this is the favorite movie. I would say this is probably the best.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the best of them.
I think, and that opinion has changed over the years. Even pretty recently, it's changed. Because I did think for a while that Jedi was the best, and that Star Wars.
I don't
was
think
my
Jedi
favorite.
Is the best.
No, I don't anymore.
Has third act problems.
It does have third act problems. that is true. I will agree with you there, but not terrible third act problems.
No, it feels like a couple of different movies kind of merged together, where New Hope and this one is one cohesive narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
Even arguably, this one is more of a cohesive narrative than.
A New Hope.
A New Hope. New Hope starts with this
yeah.
big action sequence,
yeah.
and then slows down for about 40 minutes.
So that's what I'm getting at. I do think this movie is the tightest,
yeah.
and the best written, and there is more like sort of story economy,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. I'm not sure if that's a thing or not, but that's what I'm
yeah,
gonna call
story
it.
Economy is a thing.
I mean, I've heard word economy, but I don't know. You know, just like
story economy is absolutely a thing.
Okay, so yeah, so then you know what I mean. It's very much like it's concise in sort of in the story structure, and one, the characters all have clear motivations that make sense. The events all play out in an order that makes sense. Like this thing mm-hmm. leads to that thing leads to that thing, and you weren't thinking that this was going to lead to that, but it did. And now these two storylines converge here, and you know we're the people in the Falcon that we're looking at right now, plus Luke converge in Cloud City, and like all that, it makes sense. And everything holds together better than any other Star Wars movie, I would argue.
I agree.
But it's only in my adulthood and in my having watched lots of other movies and taken a personal interest in filmmaking. It's only once I got to that point that I really appreciated this for what it is.
Right.
When I was younger, I didn't understand as much, and I was like, I didn't understand this, like, things that were happening in the story, and I was like, that's a confusing one. For a long time, this was my least watched one.
Really?
Not by much, but still.
Captain Nita. Captain Nita dies.
He dies.
It's one of the best 30 Rock lines out there. This is impressive, even if he is on wires. Yoda, I'm talking about, obviously. Mark Hamill's doing that by himself. Because he's boss. I was going to say words, story, economy. Oh, yeah. Do you think Carrie Fisher would have made a good Lois Lane?
Ooh, that's an interesting thought. I don't know.
Fan casting. She's fine. You can't have her.
Huh. That's
if you had to cast the cast of Star Wars as superheroes or their sidekicks or counterparts, who would you cast them as? Carrie Fisher is absolutely Lois Lane.
Mark Hamill is Billy Batson.
Interesting. He's a little old to be playing Billy Batson.
Well, as Captain Marvel.
He could play Captain Marvel, but he couldn't play Billy Batson.
Okay.
You have to be specific.
Okay. He's Captain Marvel. Or Shazam, sorry.
Who would Yoda play?
Yoda would play a little Martian Manhunter.
Oh,
child.
I was going to go with Mixa Pitlick, but yeah.
Well, that's good, too. Mixa Pitlick was good, too. But I'm going to say he's a small John Jones.
Okay.
As a boy.
Cool.
Who would Harrison Ford be?
That's a good question. Harrison Ford be Hal Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
He had a big Green Lantern.
Highball Jordan, man. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still a pilot.
Still a pilot. It fits. All right, and then you're saying Leia would be Lois?
Lois Lane. She'd be a very good Lois Lane.
Mm.
Arguably maybe better than any of the screen versions of Lois Lane so far.
Yeah, maybe. What would Billy Dee Williams be?
Billy Dee Williams. Let me see. Only Mr. Billy Dee Williams would be as so smooth as to play a certain character. That's a good question. I mean, I could easily be like, he'd be Lucius Fox, but that's too...
Nah.
Exactly.
He's too young. He can't be... I mean, nowadays, I guess he could be, but...
he's too old to play him now.
Well, yeah.
Missed that sweet spot.
I would actually say Jon Stewart.
Oh, Mr. Billy Dee Williams is going to play... Harrison Ford. It's basically Han and Lando.
It's the buddy cop thing again.
But it's Green Lanterns.
Yes.
Yep. So I wish I was good at Photoshop.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, it would be fantastic.
It's so great.
That's a good one.
It's so great.
That's a good one.
Works every time.
What about... Because you're just taking the act. I guess.
Yeah,
you're
not really, you're not the
taking,
character.
You're not taking the character.
Right.
So what about Ian McDiarmid? McDiarmid.
He would be... Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Alfred.
Yeah, but that seems like underusing, although I guess it's underusing Michael Caine, too. I don't know.
It's underusing. He is necessary for every scene that he is in at that moment. He is the moral groundwork.
I guess he'd be Alfred, but he seems just too, like, you know,
if
Shakespearean...
Jeremy Irons coming up in Batman v Superman, he said he's in 5 scenes.
I know, like, I know, but Jeremy Irons is no... Of, but that's...
Do what Jeremy Irons is no what? Excuse me?
There's no Ian McDiarmid.
No. You take that back right now.
I'm not dissing Jeremy Irons, but like no one is, you know, only like Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart to me are like on the same level as an actor as Ian McDiarmid.
Oh, I don't think so. Ian McDiarmid's a very good actor, don't get me wrong. Like he's very good.
But that's what I'm talking about in terms of the quality of his talent.
I think Jeremy Irons is that quality.
Right.
He's an excellent.
All right, I think he's very close, but he's just not quite there for me. But that's not a criticism
that's
at
not,
all.
Yeah, it's not here nor there. Jeremy Irons isn't in this movie. It's not the point.
that is true. This always fills me with so
I like
much.
That his eyes are closed.
I know.
I don't know if he's concentrating or if he's taking a nap while doing this.
He's constipated.
Yeah.
No, he's constipated. Yeah, he's old.
He crushes Luke by accident. Luke's so dumb, he doesn't know how to not stand underneath the X-Wing.
This is such a beautiful, beautiful scene. Make me emotional. I'm getting.
And he can't believe it. Up. He's not going to believe it. Just mark my words.
Yeah? You don't think so?
No, I don't think Luke's going to
believe
it.
I don't know. I think he's going to believe it. I mean, he just saw it.
And R2's like, look at all of this.
I think he'll definitely
believe it. He's going to run over to Yoda, and he's like,
he's going to say, I believe this happened.
I don't believe it. Oh. Called it. Nailed it. You owe me a beer.
Have you seen this before?
No.
What?
I'm just really good at picking out things in movies.
I guess that is why he fails.
That is why he fails. Yep. Are we going to get... yeah, I told you, Captain Ida dies.
What? He dies?
He dies. He dies. Apology accepted.
Oh,
Captain
God.
Ida. Boom, 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 boom.
Time
boom.
To name a new admiral.
There's the bottom of his...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it in this scene.
Time to make new admirals. It's like a chain reaction of admiral.
He put
on
these pair of glasses, and now he's now he's Admiral Nicodick.
Yeah.
Vader just killing so many people. Who do you think has to call the families of? Who has to call the families of Vader's victims and be like, "Yeah, it's Darth Vader." Did he blow up in the Death Star? No.
Do you think they bring them like a flag, you know, wrapped like an imperial flag, like here you go.
Here you go.
Madam. I'm so sorry for your loss.
How do you think it's folded? Do you think it's in a triangle or is it in like some weird space symbol?
Oh, I don't know.
It's in the shape of the Emperor's face.
Yeah.
It's like one of those swans at a fancy restaurant, but it's the Emperor's face.
Out of like the napkin or like a towel at a hotel.
Yep.
Which,
how would you like your flag? Would you like it in Vader's helmet, the Emperor's face, or in a standard triangle? Yeah. I think I'll take the Vader's helmet, please. Yeah.
Chewie's bag, when he was just walking away, did you see like it's like a messenger bag?
Yes.
You know that they sell, also at Think Geek, they sell
that, Chewie's bag.
That bag. And I have wanted it for many years. It's kind of expensive. It's like real leather. It's like you know, over $100. It's pretty expensive.
Wow.
But it is, the strap on it, you know, the like chest strap is like Chewie's strap that he wears, and it's like this beautiful leather bag. It's got like branded into it. It's got the Star Wars logo on the flap. It's a really beautiful bag, but it's only for like, it can hold like a MacBook Air and nothing else.
Oh.
Like it's like a laptop bag only. So I would never actually buy it, but it would be such a nice thing to own, you know, and like carry like. Small things that I carry with me to work, let's say, every day, but I could never carry like my computer when it gets my computer.
Would you take a bag that has branded with Star Wars on the front of it to work?
Oh no. I mean no, and there's another reason why I wouldn't. It's one of those things, you know, we've talked about this before, like, oh, this is a great thing that I would love to like that I'd love to own, but I would never actually buy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those. Something that like seems like it'd be fun, seems like it'd be cool.
I understand.
But I wouldn't actually buy. The price alone is enough to keep me away from purchasing. But you know.
Look at his ship, Slave 2. What does that say about Boba Fett? That he's like, yeah, I'm gonna name my ship about moral outrage things. This is my ship, Slave.
Slave.
Because it's my slave. Like, what were you thinking, Boba Fett? Like how Yoda's training also consists of Luke doing handstands.
Yeah.
And raising things.
I pick things up and put them down.
Yep.
That's literally what's happening there.
Yep. Through the Force, you will continue to do a handstand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through the Force, you will look into the past. You mean memories? No. This is a special Force power. It's called Force Remembering.
It's nothing like memories. Don't even.
Force,
it's like Apple.
Force Remembering.
It's like Apple. Called. It's like, no. It's not that. It's this other thing that has Force in the name, and it's different.
Force Remembering.
Mm-hmm.
Fork Remembering. Actually, if you combine Force and Remembering into one word, you can just spell Force Remembering.
Yep, that is true. In case you're members of the Force, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, totally.
No, that's
totally.
That's how that works.
F-O-R-C-E.
Yeah. Remembering.
Oh, no, it would be for remembering.
I don't know what you're getting at, but.
F-O-R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R-N-G.
Yeah.
For remembering.
Yeah.
Force remembering. I misplaced it with the C. I'm very tired. I'm going to open another beer.
Beer him.
I'm going to move away from the microphone.
Move away and open your beer.
Talk about things while I do this.
So, okay, yeah. So there's a whole philosophical question here, right? Of Yoda is telling Luke not to...
You can't ask me questions as I move away
from
the microphone.
I'm not asking you a question. I'm posing the question, and you can open your beer and have fun. But he's telling him, like, oh, you know... I guess it's... He knows that they're about to be in trouble, and he's like, oh, I need to go and help them. Yeah, if you live now, help them, you could, but, you know, all that. Where I think Luke did the right thing. I mean, he wasn't ready to fight Vader yet, maybe, but, you know, was he supposed to let them die?
I think Yoda and Obi-Ghost were thinking of the greater good.
Yes.
The greater good. that's a... It's not Hot Fuzz. It's no, it is Hot Fuzz.
Is it Hot Fuzz?
Yeah, the greater good.
The greater good.
I think they were thinking of that as opposed to, oh, Luke's just going to go and he's going to die.
Right.
That's what they were stuck on.
I guess. I mean, like, we'll never know what the alternative would have been.
Or they know he's going to go and he's going to get. He's going to get seduced by the dark side by Vader.
Right, right. Yeah, I do think they weren't worried about him losing his arm as much as they were worried about him falling
prey to the
dark side.
Yeah, I don't think him losing his hand was on their agenda of things that was going to happen.
They weren't worried about that.
Pretty sure that was a surprise for everyone involved.
Also, this looks way too much like Coruscant for my liking. This, I don't remember what
this came first.
Yeah, but this is not what this is the redone version. I don't remember what it looked like.
I didn't
the original version,
redone.
But. This is definitely, that was CG stuff going on there. At least a little bit of it.
I know they added some, like, flying and stuff.
They added a lot of they changed the backdrops.
Sure, that's changed? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'll look 80s. It up. I'll use my second look up. Because I am pretty certain that the original look of Cloud City was not quite so coarse.
I remember the inside was all boxed off and they opened it up. I remember that.
Yep. Absolutely. That's definitely true. But
I can't unsee the mustache. I just can't do it.
It's too real.
Yeah, here's my favorite line. Why you slimy dough crossing no good swinder? You got a lot of guts coming here after what you pulled.
Oh, he's so great.
What? I like the face where he's like, what? Moi? Me? Double swindle somebody?
Yeah.
He would have been punched in the face. He was not ready for that. Yeah. Do you speak Baji? Yeah. Leia's like, yes, I'm just going to stay on the ship.
Yeah, so here's what it did look quite a bit different.
Ship.
It was much more like they didn't do as much of the close-up stuff, so I'm sorry. This is great radio for you guys.
You saw
a very distant Cloud City right off in the distance, but if you scroll down a little bit there.
We definitely saw this.
Yep, but they added the even if you read the captions on that site that I found, like DVDactive.com has a great breakdown of all the screenshots of the changes.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that.
Oh, that was the original one?
Mm-hmm.
With it like all bright and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So they didn't go in sunset?
It wasn't as much of it. Yeah, they made some changes. They definitely made some changes to that sequence. It was a lot more. There was a lot less of like the ships flying around behind. I think that's really.
Oh, no, that's a different shot of the day. Never mind.
Oh, that might be the next shot.
That's
the next
shot
time you see it outside.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really.
It's much more
difference. I'm going to be honest.
All right.
I get what you're saying, and I see this extra stuff.
They've added more ships flying around.
Yeah, but they did that with everything. Yeah, like they opened that up right there, where you can see everything.
Was that not
none
a window
of that
before?
None of it was open before. It was a closed set.
Okay.
You couldn't
okay.
see anything outside before.
All right. I believe you.
You get
remember.
Stuff like this, where the window was like leading you to believe the sun was outside, but you would never actually look out onto anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that they opened it all up. Because if you're up there, why the hell not? Why would you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to say Echuta to all my people I don't like.
Echuta.
Well, how rude.
How interesting.
Now, I love this. Okay. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. Right, all that.
Because you don't know who he's talking to.
Right. And it's like a Jaws effect, right, where the enemy you don't see is the scariest one. But I love that when we see him again, when Chewie gets him working
right.
again,
yeah.
he picks up
right
that sentence where he left off.
Stormtroopers here.
Yeah.
In the I must warn the others. Oh, no. I've been shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Now, I understand your he gets more he fades away with each passing movie.
Yeah.
Now he's wearing a turtleneck.
That's very
you can change your clothes in the afterlife, Luke. You know, so if you die, you look like this, you see.
Very unfleet.
I am Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hello there, Luke. Do you remember me? It's Ben.
Fashion police.
Your
fashion
Ben
police.
Kenobi. Yeah.
Are you saying, though, he's fading more every time you see him?
Yeah, if you watch him in Jedi, he's more opaque in Jedi than he is in this movie. He's pretty solid in this
movie.
Well,
he even sits down with him and chats with him in he's much more opaque.
Oh, you know what? I had it backwards.
You mean
so maybe it's like when he first shows up on Hoth, he's very not see-through.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he gets more opaque as it goes on.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it. Because he even, like, he basically materializes in Jedi.
Yeah, that's right.
And, like, sits down next to him and everything.
Yeah, in my mind, he looked like a holographic image, but that was just him in that time. He was a holographic image.
Yep.
Yeah. I sacrifice Han and Leia, but not Chewie or C-3PO or R2-D2.
Yeah, so I guess they're saying...
I guess he's not really that close to Chewie.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess they're saying, like, you have to win the war, not the battle.
Yes, that's exactly what they're saying.
But I if I were him...
That's also
why,
very much the Jedi way.
That is true. And what he's doing here is much more like Anakin, an Anakin-type thing to do.
Yes.
Like, no, I can win the battle and the war.
Yeah.
I can do it all.
Yeah, they're trying to stop him from repeating his father's
mistake.
Exactly.
They see him going down the same path and making the same mistake.
Yeah,
again.
It's basically Mace Windu saying, stay here, young Skywalker.
Yes,
I'll come get you after. And Anakin's like, yeah, I'm going to go anyway.
If what you say is true, you will have earned my trust. Like, it's all that.
Right.
This right here.
Told you I did. Reckless is he.
And now, they think he's lost. They think it's it. That's it. Like, it's over.
That boy's our last hope. Now, no, there's another. Obi-Wan knows there's another.
Yeah. I don't take that as him not knowing here. I don't think that's like a continuity error. I take that as him like needing to be reminded, like, no, don't forget, there is another
there's
one.
Also, yeah. I see. That's
this
the
is
shot.
The blue sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a Ralph McQuarrie map painting.
Yeah.
But again, this was not there. This flying around, this was absolutely
but this
not there.
This doesn't look like Coruscant.
I think it looks a lot like it.
Coruscant
but this,
is all giant skyscrapers. These are all boxed in gray tan buildings.
Okay. You're right. It's not exactly the same.
I absolutely understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I absolutely get it.
It's not exactly the same. I mean, I'm not saying it's like they just took course on.
Like being like, oh, you can't have like Chicago looks like New York, looks like Boston.
No. I'm not saying that it can. I'm just saying that it I liked it. I think I did like this better with less traffic and the way it originally looked. That's all.
I like the idea of less traffic because it's not really it's a mining colony.
Yeah, it's not like a major metropolis.
Right, exactly.
But we're saying that maybe it is supposed to be like the big city that's on the mining colony.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Bespin.
Oh, what if Chewie forgot a part? How funny would that be?
I know. He was like missing an arm.
Yeah. He's like, oh, well, I did my best. Oh, well.
Now, after this, does he puts them out together. He still has the silver leg, right?
Yeah, you can see it right there. See, he's holding it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, there's some of this dialogue, like, in this scene that I don't remember the exact words, like, of what they say, and actually reading it in captions has been like, oh, yeah, they do, like...
Yeah, sometimes I've missed things. Like, even when someone says, like root soup when Yoda says something like root soup or something like that cooked it I did or you know,
yeah certain lines I'm like I don't remember that line being there but then others I'm like you truly belong with us here among the clouds like that I obviously remember because Billy D. Williams has the best voice of all time
I'd fight you on that but He has one of the best ones.
All right, maybe I'm a little biased because he's there right now.
Yeah, probably. His cape is always longer than I think it is.
Yeah.
Like, I always think it's like one of those little short, like, Shazam capes, like Elvis capes.
No. Yeah, no. Elvis capes.
Elvis capes. And it's
James Brown cape.
Yeah, right. It's much shorter than that. I mean, it's much longer. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Look how tall Chewie is.
Peter Mayhew is a tall, tall man.
Yeah.
Lobot. There goes Lobot.
Yeah, see, this is, again, like, they opened this up. That's new.
Okay.
Because you can see what the design was there before.
Yeah. I just made a deal with the Empire out of here forever. Lawrence Kasdan is brilliant.
I like Vader just sitting at the table.
Yeah. Like,
just chilling.
Was it Family Guy or was it Robot Chicken that does like the next
Robot
scene?
Chicken where he makes them sit there and eat. Yeah, that's
the awkward dinner. Awkward family dinner.
Yeah, that's Robot Chicken.
Oh, so good.
That's such a flub.
What happened?
If that scene behind where you see the glass and whatever else.
Oh, it was open a second ago.
It was open a second ago.
Oh, man, you're right.
That's such a flub.
They didn't, like, turn a corner or something, did they?
No, they didn't.
That's pretty bad.
That's a big one.
I wonder if Adiwan plans to fix that in his Empire Strikes Back Revisited.
Man, he's working on that thing for like 10 years
It's been like at least 5 years. So that's another one, for those of you who don't know, that's another one of those fan edits. The same guy who did Star Wars Revisited, which is one of the better fan edits of A New Hope. He's working on his Empire Strikes Back Revisited, and he just keeps, like, he's doing, like, these reshoots, and, like, he's actually gotten people to dress up because he wanted, like, more stormtroopers, or he wanted more Imperials, or he wanted more rebels in different scenes. So he got people to get in screen accurate costumes and film them in front of a green screen to reinsert them into the film. And he's been redoing the effects, and he's a film professional. I think he must have worked at like Weta or Lucas or ILM or something like that at some time in his life, and so he knows the trade. He's a filmmaker, so he can actually do the effects and everything. He's doing it all himself with very little help. And then he had a thing where like his computer crashed and he lost a bunch of it, and he had to go back to the drawing board and do a bunch of it again. Mm-hmm. And it's taken him at least 5 years to get out his Empire, and then he plans to do Jedi too. But it's like this project where he started just wanting to bring it back to the original look, or take out some of the stuff he didn't like from the special editions, and now it's become this big project where he's like adding things in too. It's like, well, they should have done this, and they should have done that, and they should have done.
He was adding things into Star Wars Revisited.
He did. You're right.
His whole like approach to the Death Star sequence.
Yep.
That was new.
It was longer.
Like that, yeah.
And he put in Duel of the Fates in, or Battle of the Heroes.
He put in
Duel of the Fates Vader and Obi-Wan
fight. Heroes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Vader and Obi-Wan fight. He put that in there, which I don't really approve of that change, but that's okay.
I understand. I mean, it's a
fan. I understand why.
It doesn't really matter
exactly,
whether we approve or not.
Yeah.
But he's no good to me, says New Zealander, guy who did Boba Fett. Can't remember his name. Nice man.
Jeremy Bullock? No, that's the guy who was in the costume.
Yeah. Shoot. That was never a conditional agreement. I was this robot chicken again, too, where he says, this deal's getting worse all the time. He's like, well, now you have to wear this chicken suit.
And this tutu.
This is the best deal of all time. Great. Okay. Yeah.
This deal is very fair, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I do like. Have you ever seen Star Wars, the despecialized edition?
No.
So, I have all three cuts of that. I've only seen A New Hope, but I plan to watch the others at some point. The despecialized editions are a similar project, kind of like the Revisited, but the idea was literally not to make any like changes, like fan preference changes, just to put it back to the original cut, just to take piece together the different scenes from different prints of the film and from stuff to make a pre special edition
version of, you know, to go back to the original edition. Now, as I mentioned before, that was already put out on DVD, so you'd think that would be really easy.
Right.
But that was on DVD. It wasn't in HD. So the objective of this project was to make an HD copy of the theatrical edition as close as they could get it. So they take this stuff like this, like this scene that's you know, this is not retouched at all, right? So like
right.
they take the stuff from Blu-ray where they can, and then whatever has stuff that's been redone, they found, like, for example, whenever it's broadcast on TV in HD,
yep.
or was at some point before it was done in special edition, they take those TV recordings, or they take original film elements of the original film that they were able to upscale to HD and then, like, superimpose over the new effects and stuff like that. Like,
okay.
They went to great lengths. And it's, like, a collective of fans who did this. And having watched the A New Hope one, it's not bad. There are definitely points in it where you can see, like, oh, they superimposed this over, like, this, you know, there's, like, this... There's like an HD scene, and there's like a standard definition element that's been superimposed over it, and it doesn't look great. Mm-hmm. But the idea is there, and like the fact that fans cared that much to do it is kind of interesting to watch. It's not like the way I would show someone Star Wars, but it's kind of fun for private consumption just to be like, oh, this is kind of cool to see how much these people care that they actually bothered to, like, basically Photoshop in the old Cloud City or whatever. You know, it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of cool.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool. But that's why I'd be interested to see the original cuts on Blu-ray if they were ever to do that, because that just would be so neat to see. Like, okay, look, the definitive version is the one that's out now, the one that you and I are watching right this second.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be cool to see one that's like, okay, here was the original. You know, for those of you who want it, those of you who are interested, here it is in the best quality we can provide to you right now. You know, enjoy it. I think that'd be great. For people who do like that. I'm not somebody who, you know, rejects these cuts or thinks that Lucas ruined my childhood or anything like that. But I would like to see, I would like to see that just for the novelty of it and just for the, you know, historical record of it. What do they call it in Galaxy Quest? Historical documents?
Historical documents, yeah. You mean like Gilligan's Island. Those poor people.
Those poor people. Oh, man.
I like how Vader stops him from killing Chewie.
Yeah. For yeah, no that's true.
Particular reason. I'm going to say this is my wild theory. He stops him from killing Chewie because C-3PO is on his back. And Vader created C-3PO.
Well, that's interesting. Do you think he recognizes 3PO?
Yeah. How okay. do not? Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, no. I turn around. I can't see. Yeah. I think he absolutely does. And he's just kind of like, well, that's weird.
He knows. He knows.
That I'm right. Yeah, you're absolutely
right. No, I mean, yeah. That's true. I love you.
Ad-lib,
I know
titles. Right?
Yes, it was an ad-lib, yeah. I believe. Harrison Ford was lucky he got away with that a lot.
Ad-libbing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in Raiders when he shot the guy, the swordsman?
That wasn't ad-libbed. That was planned because he was sick.
I thought that, I always heard that was ad-libbed.
I heard that Harrison Ford had the flu and he couldn't do the choreography, so they came up with this quick way of getting the scene done anyway.
Oh, see, I heard that he was sick and annoyed and didn't want to do it, so he just ad-libbed the shooting him, and they thought that was hilarious, so they kept it.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I guess either way,
it is hilarious. It wouldn't surprise me that if he ad-libbed that, but
yeah,
because I'm only 100% on the sick part.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that much I know for sure. Yeah.
Hmm.
I've always wanted. They have this like some like Etsy shop has a Han Solo in carbonite decal you can put on the front of your refrigerator.
I can do you one better.
Oh,
if you buy the Star Wars Battlefront PlayStation 4.
Okay.
You get a Han Solo frozen carbonite mini fridge.
Oh, that's
it
cool.
Comes with it. Yeah.
That's really cool.
So, if you want to never leave your house, there you go. Yeah. PlayStation 4, Star Wars Battlefront, and
yeah, right?
a mini fridge.
Oh, man. Fill it with some good beer and be a geek.
Yep.
Yep.
Definitely don't need one, though.
No. Nor do I need, like, a, you know, $200 or whatever it is decal for my fridge. It's custom made.
Can you imagine walking into your kitchen and just having a body sticking up out of the side of it? Like, people have never come over to your house. Like, the in-laws for the first time come to your house, and they're like, well, that's an interesting thing on your fridge. Very strange. And then you have to get a new one every time you get a new fridge. Not that you get new fridges quite often, but you know what I mean. I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. Pray to who?
Pray to me.
Oh, wait, it is. Sorry. Thank you. Yeah, who are you praying to? Lobot?
Lobot.
Now, how far away is Dagobah that Luke got there while all this was transpiring?
You know.
That always kind of bothered me. Even when I was a kid, it was like, it's as far away as we need it to be for it to be convenient for Luke to get there.
Yeah, I also, how's it, I guess, oh, you know, how's it floating? How's anything floating? How is Luke's speeder floating in A New Hope either?
The Force.
Yeah, anyway, continue. Sure.
Those guys holding it are actually Jedi.
They're like the Hydra of the Empire. Yeah. they just churn and they turn out to be good guys after all.
Yep. That's exactly it. That's what episode 7's all about. Those guys right there. The rest of it's all moot point. They actually filmed a totally different movie. The one that we were all following.
Yeah, it's just a fake movie.
Throws off the track. Hey, I can do this with my watch too. Bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop.
That's true, you can.
I can't control people with it, though, thank goodness.
No, no, but you could probably text Lobot and tell him, like, yo, and Siri can read it back to Lobot, and he'll be like, whoa!
That's true. I never thought Lobot had a personality or anything like that.
He never did until the most recent Marvel comics.
Yeah,
that's the first time.
I enjoy it quite a bit. But
me too.
Yeah. As of right now, I actually haven't, the latest issue came out already, I haven't read it yet.
I haven't read the
I'm a little behind
September issue yet.
No, I'm a little sleepy on reading them. I get about 10 pages in every time.
Oh, really?
Before I go to bed and then I fall asleep.
Oh, I've been loving it.
No, I like the book a lot. It's all comics. Doesn't matter which one I'm reading.
Right.
I make it 10 pages and I fall asleep.
Got it. Got it.
The next night I have to start reading all over again. So right. I've been reading the same book for like 3 days.
The same 5 pages over and over again.
Over and over and over again. Oh, but man. I know those fairly well now.
Yeah. You're like, okay, I know the whole script now.
I do like this little entrancey segment here. I like that Vader can not breathe, you know, just to scare people.
Yeah, true. He breathes when it's convenient.
He breathes when it's convenient.
He can, like, hold his breath, I guess, for...
Yeah. With, you know, his no lungs.
Yeah, and his ability to breathe while he's talking at the same time.
Yeah, well, he's a Jedi.
I guess that's it. He saves time by breathing while he's talking, so then he can just hold his breath for a while, you know?
That's interesting. It's a nice shot.
It's a beautiful... Like, all the set photos of this, always, like, I've been very tempted to buy, like, blown-up versions of them. Hmm. Because it's just so pretty.
I like how Vader fights with one hand. Like, I don't even have time for you.
Yeah, because all he needs is one hand. He's that cool.
It's a non-defensive form of fighting.
Yes, it's an aggressive... Yeah, he's on the offense. He's very much on the offense, and he's like...
Yep, but he's on the lazy offense besides.
Kind of, yeah.
The fight choreography movie is leaps and bounds ahead of the first
movie. Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god,
even
yeah.
This alone is 10 times
it's
better.
It's such a, yeah.
And that really just even has to do with, it has to do with the Vader being able to move a little bit better this time
yes,
around.
Yes, being able to move more. Also, Lucas had this idea in the first film that he wanted the lightsaber to feel very heavy, and so he wanted everything to be two-handed.
Right.
By design.
Like a broadsword.
Like a broadsword, exactly. It should feel like a very heavy piece of equipment that you need two hands to use. But
yeah,
they got rid of that real quick. And he realized, you know what, maybe there should be more fluidity and more flexibility in the way they wield it, and maybe that would be a better...
Particularly if If his influence is Kurosawa films, besides, what are you getting the idea for a broadsword from? Like, clearly.
He was, for that piece, I believe he said in interviews that I've seen and heard that he, at the time he was thinking of like Two Handed to be more like a,
the energy is so powerful you need two hands
yes,
to hold it.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes, the weapon itself is such a powerful weapon that you need two hands to be able to control it. So I don't know. That was a choice he made.
This is all new and open.
This is new, yeah. Yeah, this is redone. That was definitely closed before. I definitely remember that.
Yeah. But but clearly even the way that like, but they hold them even like when they're just standing there, you can tell they're not heavy. So I'm
yeah.
Glad that...
But he wanted to, he was trying to create the illusion of heft.
Yeah. I like that it doesn't, see heft is almost easier to wield because you know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it when it's really light.
I know what
you
mean.
Lose control and swing right at your foot or whatever.
Which I feel like maybe that's why they, like maybe that's why he went in that direction. Cause like, you need more precision and more control over it when it's light, and you need to be able to.
Well, you also stint your choreography
when it's
like,
heavy. Yeah,
when it's heavy, you can
it's
only
just
do
like,
so.
Okay.
You can't do stuff like this.
No, you can't do that at all. Like, yeah, having it wouldn't have been having anything one handed wouldn't have worked.
What would Vader have done if he actually landed on him?
Well, he was gonna push him into the carbonite.
No, but if Vader jumped where he was and Luke was on the ground. He would have landed on top of Luke.
Oh, sorry.
Probably
sorry,
lost
I
his
didn't.
Balance and fell over.
That was a. Oh.
Like he was counting on Luke rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Well, he has the Force. He knows what he's doing. He was able to anticipate.
Not today.
Not
Zerg.
That though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not today, Zerg. Oh man.
See, he, what he's climbing right here. That's all that Dagobah training right now.
That's right. That's
that
right.
Literally,
it's the Tarzan
Dagobah training.
Most impressive, huh?
Yeah, most impressive.
Ah! Now
you're
listen, I'm not trying to blow smoke
Vader.
In your face, but
yeah.
I am.
You're wearing a mask. It must have got in. It must have got into the inhaler.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that it filtered in somehow.
You know, well, all those breaths he takes.
And this is like exactly what the Emperor was saying to him.
Only your anger.
You know, stuff like that.
Right.
Well,
it is
good.
Only Luke's anger that defeats
good.
Vader.
Yes.
Therefore, begging the question, is the dark side actually stronger? Because
not stronger.
But even if I'm thinking Jedi.
Yeah.
Vader only is defeated by Luke
when he gets angry,
loses his shit, and just
okay,
goes
but
at Vader. Phyllis,
and we'll talk about this when we do Jedi, but ultimately it's really not his. I mean,
this tunnel that serves no purpose.
I know. Well, it's supposed to be kind of a... Oh, no, you're right. Never mind.
Was that convenient for anything?
No, it was not. You're right. You're right.
Anyway, just continue. Just classic Star Wars.
He actually wins when he
throws the lightsaber
aside and says, I am a Jedi like my father before me.
Yeah, but he only subdues Vader.
Physically.
Otherwise, Vader would have... potentially have kept coming for him at
mm-hmm.
all times.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I still say that maybe the dark side is stronger. Though it's not right, it might actually be the
physically
stronger.
Physically
stronger.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do follow what you mean.
Picking up what I'm putting down.
I do. I mean, and that's... I never found Yoda's explanation of, no, not stronger. Just I think he says not stronger, more powerful. What does he actually say? More seductive and more...
It's more seductive.
He uses another adjective.
You're talking about Jedi, right?
No,
as in this.
No,
one?
It's in this movie. It passed when they were training on Dagobah. I can't remember what word he uses. But even though we just watched it a few minutes ago, because
I'll be honest, I wasn't reading the subtitles.
Okay, well, I don't remember what it was, but I never bought that explanation. I never fully bought it. I was like, not more powerful, but yes, more powerful. Like, I don't know.
I say it's like it's technically more powerful if that's the type of life you want to live.
Okay.
Or if that's the like the difference between that being like religiously free or you know or having one like maybe you feel more confined by religion because you can't do whatever you want.
Right.
Or you know, but somebody who doesn't believe in anything can do whatever they want without. It's basically guilt versus not guilt or something like that. You know?
Yes.
If you don't have any inhibitions,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, something like that. I'm not sure. I'm just making stuff up again.
No, but I'm kind of getting the gist of what you're saying, though. I mean, I think that makes sense.
Stormtroopers, why you suck so much? I know. He's like 9 feet tall, and he's moving at like 0.1 miles an hour. How do you not hit Chewbacca? Really?
We're not interested in the Millennium Falcon's hyperdrive. It's fixed, yeah. This is why you guys should listen to R2 more.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Only C-3PO can understand R2 when he's just beeping.
And nobody
wants to listen to C-3PO.
Well, that's true. But even 3PO is not listening to R2, and he's like, guys, the hyperdrive. What? I don't know about the hyperdrive. It's fixed.
Yeah, that's true. Meh. They figure it out anyway.
They do.
R2. Just got a bunch of stuff. Fire extinguisher R2. Which isn't Chewie's... Oh, he's not using the crossbow. Never mind.
No.
He thought he was using the... Yeah, he wouldn't have it with him. That makes sense. Now, do you think that Chewie... Do you think that what's his name?
Peter Mayhew
couldn't get through, and that was all ad-libbed. And he was just like, that would be funny if he said this.
That would be funny.
Or it was actually just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that hairy beast would be the end of me. Of course I've looked better. Oh, my God. It's some of the best 3PO.
What is the purpose of
what?
This?
Yeah, why is this here?
What is it?
What does this do?
It doesn't matter.
Again, it's... Ralph McQuarrie matte paintings in the background. Gorgeous. Yep.
It's so funny, though. None of it matters.
Yeah. No.
These consoles that do nothing.
I can't.
It's classic Star Wars.
I can't imagine.
But I also don't work in a mining facility, so...
Yeah, but I can't imagine what purpose this could possibly serve.
I don't know.
It doesn't look functional in any way.
I like that Vader's just swinging wildly.
Just swinging.
Yeah, you're better than this Vader. Come on.
Oh, my God. This is so iconic. This whole scene, like, it's... Even when he's just hitting the railings, I'm just like, yeah, it's that.
You are beaten. I like that delivery. Yes. Quite a bit.
Yes.
It's almost like he's like, he's like, I expended more energy than I wanted to.
Yeah.
I didn't charge to 100% this morning. I like Luke's little dive away from that. It's like,
yeah.
It's almost like hitting a boss when your life is low.
Yes.
Like you do one punch and then you run away waiting for your life to restore a little bit more in a video game. It's just like that. Good old hand missing. Now, I like this story that... the only two people that knew on set the day this was filmed what Vader's real dialogue was Mark Hamill and
Irvin Kershner.
And Irvin Kershner, the director. Everybody else thought he said that Obi-Wan kills your father instead of I am your father. And so I'm sure, but I like that because I think everyone's reaction on set that is like, wow, Mark's
really overreacting.
It up.
And here's the thing. I am your father.
Yeah.
Even the real, like knowing the real truth, the reaction is a little hammed up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's super hammy. Yeah. That's impossible. Search your feelings. You know it to be true. I like that his helmet's moving in the wind too. Like you can't. Oh, I thought the sound was on for a second because I heard you whispering no over there. And I was like, wait a second. I was confused. See, his, like, his top of
it
his...
It is your destiny.
Waving in the
little,
wind.
Little going, rocking back and forth a little bit there. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Because it's a two-piece helmet.
Yeah, right.
With the mask and then the helmet on top of it.
I know.
I'm
seeing it happen later.
I know.
Not in this movie, though.
I saw the helmet part go back on earlier.
No, the whole thing goes down.
Mask too?
Yeah, because you want to see the back of his head, like he's not wearing it at all.
So
it's like he's got
right.
Two different versions.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, or they didn't think about it then.
I'm going to go with that.
Cut away.
I'm going to go with that.
why would he fall like that? Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make sense. Also,
unless he like force pulled himself there.
I guess.
I'm gonna go with that. Hey, cool! I'm in another tube. This is great.
Tube.
Yet again. What is happening?
Why is it possible?
This place was literally built as a death trap. Like, there's no other explanation.
Yeah, there's
for why
there's
Cloud
like
City
no
like
logic
this.
To a lot of this.
No, it is a death trap of the highest order.
It's kind of true.
It is awful.
Why? Just why is that even allowed? Why is
why
aren't
is there
some kind of safety
and a
standards?
Giant tube?
Is there no OSHA? Like what? Is there no? Are there no regulations
no,
about working
no,
like, conditions?
Lando's running this place. Of course, there are no regulations. Hey, that looks pretty good. I guess we'll just call it a day. Who wants to play cards? You know?
Who wants to play space poker?
Yeah, right, basically.
We have
Lando,
space chess.
You know, yeah, Lando, you can just call it poker. You
no, no, no. We're in space. I'm traditional.
No, Lando, we're not in space. We're on. we're in Cloud City. Space poker. Space poker!
It sounded like Mr. Smucker!
Mr. Smucker!
Mr. Space poker!
Mr. Smucker!
Otisburg.
Otisburg.
Oh, man.
Otisburg. I've talked about that movie so much today for no particular, like, for
you?
Other different things. Yeah. It's very strange.
That's
life
funny.
Is telling me to watch it.
Life is finding a way to tell you to. Speaking
life
of life finding a way,
finds a way,
did you hear this story that came out recently about this snake? The snake that was kept, a female snake kept away from male snakes for 8 years, has not had contact with a male snake in 8 years. It gave birth to two baby snakes, like two eggs, I guess, last year, and two more again this year.
What?
2 years in a row, snake this shot. Female snake had babies without having contact with a male snake, and therefore...
Virgin snake birth?
Virgin snake birth, and therefore, life
finds
a way.
There's no one around, so the snake's body adapted to the survival.
Found a way.
She became asexual, produced anyway.
Yes.
Well, that's horrifying.
Yes!
It's absolutely horrifying.
Yes!
So snakes will survive long after us because human beings...
Unless we find a way to do it, too.
Yeah, okay, so you're telling me that if a woman doesn't have sex for 8 years, then she'll have a miraculous birth?
No, but maybe in generations as evolution goes on?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was just being stupid. Yeah, I know exactly what you meant. How terrifying would that be? Oh, you haven't had sex in 8 years, now you have to have a baby. Male or female. Like, sorry. Like, that's science. Like, that would be awful. Absolutely awful. Lando? Okay, I've got this random guy I don't know. Let's go. I picked up this Sky Hobo. Let's go.
Sky Hobo!
Oh, yeah.
No, Skywalker.
No,
Skywalker, Lando.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You walk a lot of places, Sky Hobo. Yeah, yeah. You can't afford a ship. So
yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
whatever.
Cool.
You do all your walking instead of flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Does anyone, you know, are Han's clothes around here? I'd really like to wear Han's clothes.
I figured out why he's wearing Han's clothes. Can
Please
I talk
explain.
About this?
Wait, that's the next movie, though.
No, it's this movie. He's absolutely...
Oh, you're right, you're
them
right.
At the
you're
end
right.
of this
yes,
movie.
You're
he
right.
wears them next movie, too.
Yeah, both movies, yeah.
But I know why. Because he has done nothing... He left Cloud City in a hurry. Obviously can't go back because it's controlled by the Empire. That's where all his stuff is. Whose clothes is he going to wear? He has to wear Han's. He doesn't have a choice.
Why doesn't he keep his clothes?
Because he left Cloud City in a hurry. Where's he going to keep
his
clothes?
He's wearing clothes right now. Why did
he
change?
Yeah, maybe they're at the space cleaners. You know, it's all like right,
yeah.
dry cleaners, but they
yeah,
send them into
in
space, and the vacuum of space kills all the germs.
Right.
And they send them back.
That's...
Space cleaners.
Yep.
I've lost it.
That's
I've
right.
literally lost it.
Punch it.
Yeah. Edged coughs. I like that.
I like that. It's interesting.
It's like, excuse me.
And Chewie just pounds his
head. Freaking out. Just,
he's in, like, fetal position.
He's like, I hate my life so much. I left Kashyyyk for this. It was beautiful. Yeah.
It was a tropical paradise. Yeah. And I left it for this.
Because of Han Solo. Freaking Han Solo.
Stupid life debt.
Set your weapons for stunned. We haven't seen stunned weapons since the very first scene of...
That's right.
the opening scene, I guess. Hey, he's just holding his leg.
I'm just a guy holding my own leg.
Yeah.
Asking it to love him. No, wait.
The city central computer. I wonder how long it took him to like say that exactly.
Central computer?
Pay attention to
I'm really glad that it's that easy to just access all the information in an entire city.
I know. Well, R2 is a hacker, obviously.
This is like Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot is an actual robot.
That's right.
Yeah, like it's a cylinder. That's right, yeah.
Wait, did you just spoil Mr. Robot for me? Is he an actual
yep,
robot?
Yep, he's an actual robot. That's it. Yep, totally.
I was going to watch that show eventually.
Actually, you really should watch that show. It's very good.
I hear it's excellent.
It was outstanding. I loved every minute of it.
22 episodes or 13 episodes?
Like 10.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. I love it. I love half seasons. Yeah. You can commit yourself so much easier.
The pilot and the finale are longer, though, but still.
Was it USA?
USA. The pilot is like an hour without commercials.
Okay.
A little over an hour without commercials.
That's okay.
The rest are all 42 minutes without commercials, except the finale,
I can commit myself to that.
Oh, it's an easy thing to breeze through.
Yeah, I could breeze through that in a couple days.
Yeah, like a weekend. Yeah. It's excellent. It's excellent. One of the best TV shows I've watched in a long time.
That's a two episodes a night kind of thing.
Yeah, you can do it in a week. Easy.
Yeah, it's much easier in the summer now that shows are coming back on. So
we're
already on.
It's true.
Coming back on. They've already been on a couple weeks. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to fix a hyperdrive. Apparently, the Empire just turned the switch from on to off in this computer.
Oh, if I just turn this thing, then suddenly...
Yeah, but it wasn't programmed correctly, so they could literally blast into
that,
the star.
That's true.
So if they stopped it right now and then programmed it, maybe they wouldn't die.
Yeah, can they do it like on the they're flying on the fly?
So die. Are they there? No, they're not there.
Okay.
Gotta think about this. Gotta go sit in my egg.
I'm just gonna. Okay, who am I gonna kill for this one?
Sit in my egg.
Literally watch this.
There
happen.
It is. That's the scene I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, I see it. The little
cape.
Trim.
That's what I'm talking about. This little trim makes me look like it looks like a blanket.
It's very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Very fancy.
I like this ship quite a bit. This is like.
I like this ship.
What's that from?
Star Trek.
Thanks. Oh no,
it's Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. You didn't sound like Simon Pegg at all.
I got confused. It's exciting. Oh,
brilliant. Are there sandwiches there? Hans Kloos.
Could I get a towel?
We're looking at Hans Kloos.
I'm just saying.
Because
he could have worn anything else. He literally has no clothes. He's attached. He docked that other ship.
What's he going to wear? A medical gown?
No, I'm sure they have clothes. I'm sure they don't.
Because it's the rebellion and they're very poor.
Okay.
I'm just making excuses.
I know you are.
Maybe he's honoring his dead friend.
I like how the subtitles for Chewbacca to say, gah!
I know. I think that's what the script said, too.
Like, he's just saying, like, gah! I always like this, like, when he moves his fingers, the little tubes move at the same time.
I like that, too. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a cool, like, okay, that kind of explains how it works. Like, there's hydraulics here, and I like that.
There's some
logic to it.
I like that the skin on his hand looks amazing, but then when you get to his wrist,
I know the wrist looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
It's like wax. It's like a Madame Tussauds doll.
You used all the good fake skin on your hand. Sorry.
No one's going to be looking at your wrist. It's fine.
We gave you fake fingerprints, but no one will look at your wrist. Whatever. Just don't wear short sleeves for the rest of your life.
And the good guys lost.
Yep.
The good guys
lost. And yet, Lando's still like, I'll get to ride in my ship again.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, look, it's the center of the galaxy. Oh, no, sucked into a black hole.
Ah,
yeah,
that would suck.
No, he's all kind of shiny again. They're not, like, as shiny as they were.
No, but he does have a silver leg. You're right.
Yeah, he still has a silver leg. Yeah, this is a good ending. Look at how tiny they look in the little window. It's so nice.
They, like, just pass off into the...
Yeah, I like this fleet.
I do, too.
I like that. I just like the rebel ships better.
Not bad for a bunch of scrappy rebels.
Yeah. Well, Irvin Kershner.
That was that.
That was that.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was
I love it more every time I watch it.
Yeah, this was really good. I noticed a few things I've never seen before, too.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm not listening to dialogue, so now all of a sudden I wasn't listening to you either. So I was just really focusing on the images. Yeah. Carrie Fisher's in this movie? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm just kidding. All right, well, until next time, my name's Tim, and your name is Frank.
Yes,
and
sir.
We have been Beer with Geeks, and we will see you never, because this is an audio podcast. So
may the force be with you.
And with your spirit. Goodbye.